UM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to trouble away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome, FCs from across the world. You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, as we're here at a very overcast, gloomy Moston to bring you live coverage this afternoon of FC United of Manchester against Tamworth, in the league, no less. Ooh, kick-off is coming up in 10 minutes' time. And we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears and all the joy and all the love and all the tears and all the joy of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596104122, that's 07596104122.
So this is FC Live, FC United against Tamworth, ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's an overhead goal, quick, it's a goal, we've won the cup.
Now, for those people who witnessed Twitter earlier, you might have noticed a political tweet we put out.
Did we?
Yeah, we put a picture of you refereeing.
Oh, right, okay.
Said, this is post-Brexit Britain.
It's got that bad that I'm now refereeing games in a farmer's shirt and a pair of walking boots.
It was a cracking event this morning. Superb. Congratulations to all yourself, Swabby, as well, and all the volunteers and Unison for putting it on. It was cracking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great tournament. It's not finished yet. There's currently a talk called Bullets, Bulldozers and Balls. It's a documentary that was done in Palestine. About Palestinian female footballers and obviously International Women's Day was a few days ago, but part of the Manchester United City tournament that took place for the first time here today at Broadhurst Park. It's part and parcel of that. I mean, teams from Bristol have been to see us today, teams from
Glasgow,
we've got teams from Yorkshire, teams from Sheffield, a couple of local teams from Leicester. Disability team that have done tremendously well. In fact, the disability team
undefeated
and actually came runners-up in the tournament. The tournament itself was won by a local team from Stockport who are friends of mine in a 5-2 mauling. And the FC United GDR team, the Giddies, they came third overall. But a really, really good.
Did the Trafford Branch have a team?
I think if it was down to quiz knowledge, then perhaps. But I think they took a vote to 19-1 against.
Nil,
I think
yes.
It was 19-1 against. But a great tournament and something that we're hoping to continue with next season and for many years to come. It's on the back of the Anti-Racist World Cup in Belfast, and a few of the guys from Ireland that are FC United supporters have helped do this. But without Unison, the whole project wouldn't have taken off. I've got to say a big, big thank you to Unison for the cash injection that they've put in, and equally. All the help that they've given us. So
we've got an interview with the organisers and Unison.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
on this quiz bike.
A really, really good day for football and for the people of Manchester. And let's not forget, we finish off this evening with one of the best bands you'll see live, The Wakes, all the way from Scotland on a European tour, and they're playing here this evening at Broadhurst Park at 9 o'clock. Folk punk political band.
Is there nothing better?
They're brilliant. I've seen them many, many times. They sell out pretty much everywhere they play, and it's a treat for £5 in. Absolutely fantastic. And also this tournament, just so allaying the fears of anybody, the tournament itself hasn't been provided free of charge. Unison and the group organisers have paid for the function room this evening, so quite a lot of money gone into the coffers, and perhaps another 100 to 150 people from the tournament are all paying to get into the game today. Also, big hello and well done to the FC team that was represented, the Victims of Torture team that Andy Cheshire had been working with for a long time here at the club. And they played with a smile on their face, and it was really, really good to see them out enjoying themselves, and they're here this afternoon, as they are for quite a number of games throughout the season, Ben.
And it's cracking stuff. I mean, we were at 10 o'clock this morning, and
I was here at half eight.
It was chocker. It was absolutely chocker. Yeah, good to see.
It's very good to see,
because obviously Mustard Juniors were playing before as well on the 3G,
and
that's what Broaders Park should be about on a Saturday.
For everybody.
So anyway, it's FC Live this afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff here, FC United against Tamworth, and that can only mean one thing: it's now time for Team News.
So, Team News, it's like, hold on, this is like Harry Hill.
Over to the Team News desk, James. Hello, James, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
See the way I brought him in then?
Brilliant.
Yeah, welcome to this car crash commentary.
I mean, he's not even here. He's actually doing it from his studio in the theatre in Oldham, where he's going to be chatting the board shortly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
plug it. You might as well before we go on.
Yeah, I'm doing Spring and Port Wine at Oldham Coliseum, 13th to the 27th of April. If you're, it's a great old play.
Do you think we'll ever get any free tickets for this?
No,
I don't think so.
We can look into the matter.
We never do.
You can find a different way of asking.
As one says to a child.
James,
from a child outside.
Can we have some tickets, please?
Please may I have some free tickets.
James, give us some tickets, or this is your last FC for a while.
Well, I think that.
Damn, it is as well.
So, if we're talking about team news... By the way, sorry, just another plug for... one of the JB Shorts writers, Lindsay Williams, has co-written the show at Oldham Coliseum about meat pie sausage roll. It's about Oldham Athletics.
Promotion season. Is John Shuttleworth doing the music?
Who's
John Shuttleworth doing the music?
No, he isn't, but what's his name? Stuart Pike has done the sort of commentary things. He's actually recorded them especially.
Fantastic.
So it is a good night. I've seen it. It's a really good night. So plug's over. Thank you.
But in regards to team news, well, there's not a huge amount of difference from last week's team, in fairness, James.
No.
A few additional places on the substitute bench this afternoon because of the omission and unfortunately losing Harry Winter at the beginning of the week, and we wish him all the very best at Stockport County.
And thank you, if he's listening, which he probably won't be.
He won't be, Ben, he'll be playing.
But thank you for the nice message he sent us.
He did, yes. He said he often listened to FC Radio when he was injured and hadn't been playing in the bath.
And never took exception to anything that was said or anything. He was always nice about it, wasn't he?
That was always complimentary, weren't we? Well, anyway, that was team news because the teams are out. And... let me give you the FC United team first and foremost. You've got my James and myself for the 90 minutes here at Broaders Park. Anyway, in goals it's David Carnell, Jake Williams number 2, Sam Sherman number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Zach Corbett number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolford number 7, Nathan Lowe number 8, Gareth Arneson number 9, Jerome Wright number 10 and captain, and George Thompson number 11. On the bench for FC United it's Tom Greaves, Jason Gilchrist, Tom Brown, Kieran Glynn, a welcome return for Kieran, and Greg Williamson. FC United played in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and FC United's goalkeeper wearing a green shirt, black shorts and black stockings. Over to James for the visitors this afternoon, Tamworth FC.
Thank you very much. I don't suppose the National League North has an obscure award for most straightforward surnames, but Tamworth would probably win it if they did. The team anyways, in goal, James Belshaw, 2 Andy Burns, 3 Stephen Morley, 4 Ben Fox, 5 Luke Jones, 6 Jack Lane, 7 Paul Green, 8 Joe Clark, 9 Danny Newton, 10 Ross Dyer and 11 Connor Taylor. On the bench for the visitors, Jed Davis, Dan Jezef, Callum Powell, Rhys Stike and Louis Briscoe. Referee is Will Finney, and assistants are Graham Hooper and Stephen Dial.
Well, if you looked at last week's team, I mean, Kidderminster Harriers were the visitors, and it was Joshua Elswili, Zane Francis Angola. We had a ton of Clifford McQuicklin, we had a Ganhula. Yeah. We had a Desaveru.
Are you saying that? Knights?
I've said it once and I'm not saying it again. I'm just
recapping.
Recapping with James what he said there. A very, very simple, easy, hopefully, to understand.
From an English point of view.
It is, yes, from a British point of view.
Which is not a problem for us, either way.
No.
Just saying, before the tweets come
in, indeed,
about Little England and xenophobic James Quinn.
Well, it's out now. That's why he wasn't at the anti-racist tournament this morning. He couldn't bring himself to even go past Broaders Park until those flags came down.
He's just in character. A very get-well
Jim. All the very best. That's from Brian and Veronica. That's from them and everyone at FC. We know that you've not missed a game at all for FC until recently, and we wish you a speedy recovery. So good afternoon to you. FC United in this first half are going to kick towards from right to left, kicking towards an empty light-bound round end. and the crowd all settling in, SMRE still coming in, lots of supporters outside the ground as this game kicks off pretty much, 27 seconds beyond the 3 o'clock mark, as Jerome right now in the left back position, today's captain, plays it up towards Sam Sheridan. Well, we were talking about Sam Sheridan, thinking that he needed a run in the team, not thinking it would be because we lose another great centre midfield player, but he has his chance here this afternoon, and he'll be trying to instigate things through the middle as the ball sprayed on the far left hand side for now. Paul Green, the skipper, plays a nice ball across, picked up by the number 9, Danny Newton. His first touch takes him to the byline. He has this all the way back to the number 2 there, I think, no, sorry, number 3, it's Morley. Morley plays a 1-2 with the skipper Green, and FC United eventually charge the ball down and clear out for a throw-in just beyond the FC United half. So a good afternoon to you, James.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, it is interesting that Sheridan gets his chance, and it may be something that works in FC's favour. He's a great player, and he's just not figured recently.
Well, FC United give away what looks like the first corner of the game, and a poor corner, really. He was playing the way he was facing was Ashworth, and he's just nonchalantly hit the ball out for a corner. Gives the opportunity for Stephen Morley, the left-back, to whip a ball in. And up there is the likes of Ross Dyer. The skipper's up, sorry, the number 5 there, Luke Jones, is up there. The ball comes across, who's on the end of it. It's a free header, half cleared, poked away. And it's now the number 5 on the ball again. It's high in the air, just on the touchline. FC United can't keep it in. And what's the assistant referee on this near touchline going to give him? Well, he gives a corner ball to the visitors, Tamworth. And they cause a little bit of problem there. FC United a little bit static.
Yeah, well, Tamworth, big game for them, just 2 points off the playoff places. FC with their 2 wins in a more relaxed position. But it'd be great to see 3 wins in a row. Hasn't happened in the league this season for FC. We've talked consistently about inconsistency. Let's see if FC can reverse that today.
Well, this is a left footer in swing and near post. It's headed away by Sheridan, but it's picked up by the number 4. Can he get a shot on target? No, he can't. It's cleared, but it's back with the number 11, Connor Taylor. Sort of centre right, but he gives the ball away. It's a poor ball, and it allows Sheridan. He's looking for some support. Wolfenden is a man. He has to come a long way to try and gather it, and does enough to put the centre half off there. But there was no one there really attacking for an FC United.
Yeah, everyone was back in defensive duties, and just Wolfenden very isolated.
And Jerome Wright just below us now to take this throw in, stealing a couple of yards. Well, when I say a couple, maybe about 15. The ball into the penalty area. It's half cleared, low. Tries to attempt to win the ball, but then Kay intercepts, but loses out as well. And big, the big number 10, he is a big lad, is Ross Dyer. He loses out as Sheridan and Lowe combine, and a nice ball by Lowe, plays it across right hand side to Ashworth. Ashworth in turn plays it to Jake Williams. For me, a player that has been real quality since he's joined FC United of Manchester. A bit of a stray ball there by Sheridan, but putting enough pressure on the number 2 to play back to his goalkeeper, James Belshaw, who sporting an all orange kit with yellow boots is certainly not pretty on the eye, but his clearance has put FC under pressure. But Kay does well and plays it back to FC United's stalwart Carnell. Clears the line over the halfway line. Lots of pushing and shoving. The referee lets play continue because he had judged that it was going to be a free kick to the visitors, and they can now spread the ball onto the left hand side.
A curious one that, because he looked like he was getting a shove in the back there, indeed. Anderson.
Clark plays it to the number 11 now, Taylor outside the area looking for some movement. It's, plays it across, square ball to Burns plays the ball to the penalty area towards the back post, headed away by Ashworth, and then flicked on by FC United of Manchester's Sam Sheridan, brought down initially by the head of Arneson, who second game in a row for Arneson, and the ball filters out aimlessly eventually on the far side of the ground for a throw into FC United of Manchester.
Yeah, interesting decision to keep playing Arneson. Obviously he wants to have a really good look at him. He's not really got into the thick of it too much yet for FC in the recent games, but he's getting towards that proper match fitness. He does have a goal scoring record with Workington, and with Gilchrist a bit off the ball, Greaves maybe moving towards, you know, the autumn of his career, perhaps.
Well, you said that, not me. I don't think Greaves, if he was lying in the bath now, would be happy with that one. However, yeah. The ball down the right-hand side, good flick on there by Arneson to Wolfenden. Wolfenden's won well, looks for some support in the area, plays the ball, directs it towards FC United's number 11, George Thompson, but it was comfortable for the defender, and eventually Andy Burns, who will clear his lines. But again, it was Wolfenden, the man, attacking down the right-hand side, trying to bring in Thompson. Didn't quite come off, but FC United, in the final third, Wolfenden controls it well after a ball by Williams. And then it's low on the ball now. Whips the ball to the penalty area. It's half headed away. Flicks back into the area. And Wolverine in an onside position. He surely was onside. He blasts it. And it's a great side by the goalkeeper. There was an offside flag, but I don't think he was offside at all.
Wolfenden definitely wasn't offside. It could only be that he's giving it for the two players were in offside position, but and the ref's assistant must have deemed that they were interfering in play, but that's not the way the rule is normally applied these days. Wolfenden was definitely onside. He made the run. He timed it well.
I mean, he heard the call as well, didn't he? And in fact, it looks like that's who he's given offside, because where the ball's been placed would suggest that Wolfenden. So the assistant on the far side, Mr. Stephen Dial, well, if you want his number, dial it now, because that was a poor decision.
Indeed.
As the free kick is taken, Ashworth wins a header, does well in the air, Ashworth, then the second ball initially won by the visitors, and then FC with the ball back, and the keeper has to come out and clear his lines, long looping ball, high over the top, picked up by Paul Green, the skipper, left-hand side plays a nice 1-2, ball into the penalty area, it's overhit by the number 9 there, Danny Newton, and poor use of the ball really, because it was a good ball by the skipper. Green played it out to him, and he had opportunity to look up and put the ball in, but it was a poor one, James.
Very wild, wide, more than a goal wide of it, and there were players in there, he had options, but neither one thing nor the other.
A big thank you to Kitman, Mr. Norton, providing the bottled water this afternoon. Much appreciated. I'm not sure whether or not he's give it to the team first, unless they give that to Swampy. Perhaps it has the testosterone of 11 FC footballers within it. Who knows? As FC United scramble on the just below us, lose the ball. It's whipped down this right-hand side. An offside decision against Corbett. A slight push in the back as well, once the free kick had been given. But Zach Corbett, who's had two resolute games in fairness since he's come back in.
He was excellent last week, I thought. Really a good sign for FC United. And also with winter going, to have Scott Kay in the midfield, not having to do defensive duties, that's a real bonus. So if Corbett can keep his form going.
Well, he's keeping the stalwart out, isn't he, at the moment? Because he is fighting fit to get back into this team. But not on the bench. And doesn't figure it's 9 months now, isn't it, from the... I've forgotten his name all of a sudden. Help me out, boys.
What, the fullback?
Centre-half. Young centre-half. Baird, Sam Baird.
Oh, yes, Baird, yes.
Yeah, Baird, he is fit. I spoke to him a couple of times with the ball into the penalty area now. The keeper thinks about going for it. Oh, and Matty Wolfenden. Well, he saw an opportunity there. Everyone left it, and he threw himself, and he nearly did himself an injury there, because he... actually ended up in the back of the goal, and he ricocheted off the right side of the post, and luckily for him he's okay, but it was a long throw. No one really looked to deal with it from the opposition, as FC United have to turn their tack to defence. And low on the ball, does well there. Can he keep the ball in play? It tells Wolfenden to go further down, back heel there to Shamsarin, and a lovely ball to Wolfenden. He's been pulled all over the place there, but an offside decision given against Wolfenden.
He was level there. I noted when the ball was played, they were dead level. That was never offside.
Well, the assistant referee's just been told by 2 FCers or 3 FCers behind him that you've got that wrong as well, because that was a poor decision. That's a poor ball, a poor free kick taken by the goalkeeper there. James Belshaw ends up in Dave Carnell's goal. In the goal area, I should say. I don't want to scare anybody out there. It's 9 minutes on the clock. It's 0-0 here. FC United, Manchester versus Tamworth. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are around the world. You always, as ever, are welcome. FC Live bringing you this game live and exclusive, as always, as Williams plays a fortuitous ball inside, finds Lowe. Lowe wants a little bit of movement there, but he plays it inside to Jerome Wright, and you can see what he was trying to do. He saw the space where the ball needed to go, and then a lovely reverse ball. Now Wolford into the penalty area, and good, strong defending there from the number 2, Andy Burns. But again, good signs there. Wolfenden, well, he's popping up on the right-hand side, popping on the left-hand side, and a couple more opportunities.
Yeah,
you can see him actually getting a shot away there.
Yeah, Wolfenden looks really sharp this afternoon. He's making great runs. And the referee assistant trying his best to destroy any chance he has of scoring, but
there was a
long ball, and FC caught a bit there. But,
well, indecisive. Carnell, actually, I thought, was in the right position to come and gather it, but he backtracked a little bit. Zach Corbett wasn't quite sure what to do, and the number 10, Ross Dyer, well, he got a shot away. It was well wide of the post, but really one of those two have got to be taking command there and taking charge of the situation. Had a chat to Matty Wolfenden there before the game, raring to go. He was he loves playing for this football club, and He knows, he says he's got a number of detractors, but he wants to prove them wrong every single week. But he doesn't get there for the radio team because one of quality is Wolfenden now again, charging down the right side, does really well, but well defended. Back to the goalkeeper, the ball goes, and taking an extra step, and has to clear his lines hurriedly. And it'll go out for a throw-in on the halfway line, exactly on the halfway line. And again, that's good pressure from Wolfenden, and then good pressure from, I think it was George Thompson, putting the pressure on the goalkeeper. He clears his lines, and FC have a throw-in. And it's Thompson. Thompson then being hustled out of the ball. The ball played high again. A ball with not a huge amount of purpose, but it's headed up clear by FC United, and low. Clears his lines, it's out for a throw-in. I think what will be interesting today is to see the link-up play between Lowe and Sherringdon. Yeah. I think that could be a really good combination. If they get on song with each other and work with each other, I think they could be a good combination. As now Lowe on the ball, plays it simply back to his 18-yard area for Ashworth. Ashworth now looks for some support. Lowe comes across and says, "I'll take over if you want." Kay moves into the centre midfield position over the halfway line. Wolfenden is backtracked there, and Arneson is now the man and the target man. But again, the referee has seen something there, and I thought all really Arneson was doing was showing his upper body strength, and he just muscled into the player. And the number five, Luke Jones, is down, and it's more of a hip injury there than anything, but there was nothing in that.
There didn't seem to be, unless it was a very, very sort of a hidden use of the elbow there. I mean, the player is rolling around, does seem to be in some pain. He's getting up now, though, Luke Jones.
Well, I saw a Hyde game the other week, and in the their 5-4 defeat at home, and a player got sent off. There was a free kick, there was a little bit of arguing, and the captain of Hyde walked past the player, and the player threw himself to the ground, and the referee gave a red card. It was absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, Luke Jones has recovered very, very quickly. He was writhing in agony, and he got up. I think he was playing the old soldier there.
But he was
trying to get Arneson into trouble.
As FC United have to defend this ball, it's half-headed away by Ashworth. Second ball's picked up, though, by Connor Taylor. Charged down, but Taylor back on the ball now. They're midway through the FC half, but they play the back ball all the way back into their own half to the number two, who's pressed by Wolfenden. And now here comes Joe Clark again, does well, goes past one. Can he get a shot away? Actually, it's Ben Fox, I should say. And a lovely ball by Ben Fox. Can Burns put the ball into the penalty area? He's charged down by Wright, and then the edge of the area, well, it was George Thompson, he got away with that. And now Sherringdon with a simple, nice ball to the halfway line to Arneson. Arneson's ball is a poor one, but Wolfenden's really well with three players around him. Goes past one, goes past another, opens his body, plays a simple ball back to Arneson. Arneson should lay the ball onto Williams, but chooses and elects the wrong ball. The ball all day was out to Jake Williams, allowing Arneson then to get into the penalty area and use his presence and his height to maybe do something with it. But it remains 0-0, 13 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park.
Yeah, I mean, Gareth Arneson's long suit is probably not going to be crossing the ball, so I agree, Swampy, is the best option there was to lay it out to Williams, who does deliver some really lethal crosses sometimes. But Wolfenden really playing the striker's role.
Yeah, he's popping up everywhere, isn't he, at this moment in time. And he goes to the ball now again and does really well there, and again it falls fortuitously for the visitors. And the ball's played up on this right hand side now, picked up by Burns. Shows too much of the ball and allows Lowe to play to Jerome Wright. Nearly a late challenge on Jerome Wright, the ball kept in play, but the ball was hit with a little bit too much pace for either Arneson or indeed Wolfenden, and the ball's into the arms of James Belshaw. So don't forget, if you want to text in, it's 07596104122. 07596104122. All things Twitter, all things Facebook, and all that kind of nonsense. It's FC United again, playing the ball from the back. As Corbett plays the ball, nice chest down to Thompson. Thompson played it into KK to Jerome Wright. Wright plays the ball up, and it's in between two players, and it's collected comfortably by the big number six there, Jack Lane. Lane plays it to Burns. Burns plays a diagonal ball through the middle. It's not a bad ball there, but it should find Carnell. Good covering there by Wright, though. And I think Wright's just telling young Zach Corbett, you've got to come across there and cover as well. But it wasn't dangerous enough for FC to panic, as now it's Kay on the ball. Plays it back to the right-hand side, where Ashworth is acting as a right-back at this moment in time. Takes a couple of touches, plays it across to Hibbert. And FC go from right to left. Now Jerome Wright on the ball. Movement required. It's a poor ball by Wright, intercepted very easily, and it allows Tamworth to come away with it. But again, what Tamworth are doing is, as soon as they get the ball, they're not protecting and not holding, they're just hitting it straight through and letting FC take over. And on the ball now is indeed Lowe. right hand side half over the halfway line, hits the ball the outside of his boot, trying to bring in Thompson. Can Thompson control it? Well, he can't, unfortunately, out for a goal kick, and it remains 0-0. Any other scores, Ben?
Several, mate.
Thank you, Ben. You don't get radio lava anywhere else. We'll just wait for the goal kick to be taken. James, your opening thoughts on the first 15 minutes of the game?
Well, it's a game that Tamworth have clearly come here to win. They're playing quite an advanced game, which there's a feeling of FC kind of almost working on the break more, but it's difficult to separate the teams at the moment.
Certainly is. There's number 7 on the far side now. Green, the skipper, plays the ball inside, the playmaker of the team. And then again, a ball with not a huge amount of purpose goes out to the feet of Carnell, and he'll start from the back. Ben,
latest scores: Stockport 1 Curzon 0 and Nuneaton 1 Worcester 0. Everything else is 0-0.
Do we know the goal scorer for Stockport? Please don't tell us it's Harry Winter on his debut. It probably will be Danny Lloyd, one would expect. He's being the big goal scorer this season for them. As the ball played out for a throw into FC United on the far side. It's a lovely afternoon here. It's a little bit gloomy, but weather-wise, it's mild. There's no rain in the air. And the first signs of greenery around this beautiful Broadhurst Park ground.
Danny Lloyd.
There we go.
Well done, Swampy.
As the throw-in taken all the way back to Ashworth. Ashworth going to hit the ball deep into the penalty area. Who can it find? Well, it finds the big number 5, Luke Jones, who heads it nigh on the halfway line. And Jerome's control lets him down. He's played all the way back to Carnell. Carnell's pass hasn't got a huge amount of pace on it, but he'll find Ashworth. And Ashworth, with the outside of the boot, plays the ball down towards the ever-running Matty Wolfenden. But it was, again, slightly over here. And I think one team's going to have to put the foot on the ball, Hiller here, and start protecting it a little bit more. Both teams giving the ball away a little bit too much, James.
Yeah, indeed. And, I mean, there's been some nice play from FC as they attack that goal. And some final balls for Wolfenden and good runs from him. But it is a question of just a bit more patient, a bit more passing, and just feel the way into the game.
A long way to go, 0-0 if you just joined us, and intercepted there by Kay. It was a good one as well, because there was a good run through the far left-hand side. Must have said the far right hand side is Jerome right now. Plays the ball up to Thompson. Thompson can't get in the end of it. Ball played inside, a little bit of space now for the number 9 to manoeuvre, Newton, but he's closed down well by Kay. And then a ball, and a lovely ball down the right hand side, brings in Wolfenden. And Wolfenden now just outside the goal, can he get a shot away? He plays it back to FC United's number 8 there, and a free kick in shoes. The referee doesn't let play continue. And for me, to be honest, it really looked like, for all intents and purposes, that Nathan Lowe, when he went low, and I think he kicked his own feet there and went over himself, but the referee has deemed it a free kick. What I would have liked to see, though, is the referee let play continue there, because George Thompson was in a goal-scoring opportunity, and he blew before Thompson could even get the shot away, and yeah, the ball only got less than 10 yards.
That's true. I mean, the thing he let him have the shot and then play the advantage if the ball went wide.
I would have personally let the play continue. If it's a goal, it's a goal. If it's not, you bring it back for the free kick.
Yep.
Well, Lowe is the man who's going to stand in front of this, and it's, 16 yards outside the penalty area?
16? You mean 16? You mean about 2 yards?
Well, 2 yards outside. Sorry, the penalty. Oh, sorry.
16 yards from the.
16 yards from the wall, I should say. Yes, I do apologise. Thanks for correction there. Lowe stands over it. It's dead centre. What can he do? Oh, it was dipping, but it was always going over there, and it's a goal kick. Nice to see the United Glasgow flag and the Republic of flag flown. The SMRE today, next to the San Paoli flag, and a whole host of wonderful social inclusion flags.
Indeed.
Interesting to know that a number of numpty football fans are very disgusted with Manchester United for being involved in the LGBT.
Did you see Bolton's response?
Absolutely wonderful, Bolton's response. We don't want you either. As here come Tamworth, though, and they do want something. They want the ball through the middle, and it was intercepted well. Just got a toe poke on it there, did Zach Hibbert. And FC United nullify the attack. But when they get the ball in the final third, the visitors, James, they like to play the ball long across the deck and try to unnerve FC at the back.
Yeah, it's Zach Corbett, by the way. You know, the Zach, he fell for the Zach one there. Zach Hibbert.
Oh, that's Corbett again.
Ex-goalkeeper. But happens to us all. I should know.
Thanks for corrections there, because I used it long last time. The ball towards the back post, it's an opportunity. Can Arneson get in the end of it? No, he can't. He's marshalled away. Well gathered, though, there by James Belshaw. And he releases the ball on this near touchline, just over the halfway line now, with Connor Taylor. Taylor plays it inside to Ben Fox. Fox, again, just narrow there, being closed down well by FC United of Manchester. There's enough pressure there between both.
Excellent.
George Thompson there.
Excellent pressing from Sheridan too there.
They're both really just putting the pressure on and forcing the error. And Jerome Wright looking for this throw. He was looking for a short one. He can still do it if he wants, but the ball thrown back into his own area. And lots of room, though, for Ashworth to manoeuvre the ball. He likes to play all the way back to Carnell. And FC have to set themselves again, because they were all ready for that ball to be played over the top. Wolfenden looking for it, but not receiving yet. Loads of room for Nathan Lowe. Simple ball from Lowe back to Kay. Kay back in the centre half position. Plays it to Corbett. Corbett the ball again, and 1-2 between him and Thompson, but in a narrow area. And again, this time, not necessarily force pressing, but FC United go all the way back to the goalkeeper and start playing from the back once again. And it's that man, Scott Kay. Right hand side now to Ashworth. Ashworth back to Carnell. Is this an old Liverpool 1977 game? Because at the moment, the goalkeeper's seen the ball in the last 2 minutes more than anybody else, as the ball launched long right hand side, headed on there by Arneson. Easily dealt with, but then Kay, he sees there's an opportunity to intercept the ball, but good strong challenge there. And again, Kay was stretching for the ball, and that's all. And the number two, Andy Burns, went down as if he'd severely injured himself. The referee gave the free kick, and it remains 0-0.
Indeed. Yeah, it was two players going for the ball there. And to be fair, Andy Burns did not make any sort of a meal of it. Other players may have been tempted there because of the nature of the challenge.
There's a long ball played on this near touchline. It's flicked on, a decent flick on there, but Corbett did well, but it forced kind of for Burns. Burns plays a ball down this near touchline. Jerome Wright should cut it out and head the ball back to Lowe. Lowe to Wright. Wright played it to Hibbert. To Corbett. And eventually Ashworth can clear his lines. And that's where Arneson needs to be cueing clever, and exactly what he was there, because he just felt the touch of the defender behind him. And the referee gave the free kick there. It's a simple free kick. And Arneson gets FC United a free kick in a decent position. It was about 10 yards forward from there, but it's going to be left to the cultured right foot of Sam Sheridan. Several players up on the right-hand side, just on the edge of the area, but he played short. Jerome Wright now. Can he motor down the left-hand side? Well, he's thinking of it. He does so, and he whips the ball towards the back post. It's a long looping ball, and Wolfenden keeps it in well, controls it superbly well. Now needs to try and get the ball to the penalty. He plays it back nicely to Kay. Kay has Thompson for company, but he plays it inside to Ashworth, and he was trying to Ashworth there with a back heel, trying to bring in a red shirt, but didn't quite come off, and the ball was played all the way back. And eventually, well, Carnell on his second attempt plays the ball to Lowe. Lowe plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan there, well, he picks it up and then he volleys it tremendously well and plays it up to Wolfenden. And that was a nice little bit of silky skill there from Sheridan. He flicked the ball up and volleyed it. But for me at the moment, James, my only criticism, the ball's not going with enough pace. You know, we're not playing them balls, they're not zipping around enough.
Agreed.
We were very lucky, myself and Ben, on Tuesday to watch a Cheshire semi-final, Cheshire Senior Cup semi-final between Hyde United and Crewe Alexandra. And Alexandra brought their under-18s. And it was a magnificent game, wasn't it, Ben? Absolutely tremendous. The football on show. They had a player at Crewe who was basically, imagine Carlos Rocker at 17. Oh, it was a joy to watch, and he scored two and created two.
And did he get taken off in the 63rd
minute?
No,
he didn't. He played all the games, so that was the the only thing that shocked us all. And in that game, you could actually have as many substitutions as you wanted. So,
oh, there you go.
But a great game that Crewe actually won 4-0.
And so presumably Crewe's still producing as they've done in the past.
Dean Saunders' son was playing up top, a Welsh under-19s international, and born in Istanbul.
Wow.
Pardon? When he played for Galatasaray, that's right, yes.
So he couldn't play for England, Wales or Turkey?
He could, yes, indeed, I would have thought, as FC United now trying to win the ball in the final third of Tamworth's half, and it's ball cleared, though, by Tamworth. It's a high, long ball, and at the moment, I've got to say, there's not a huge amount of quality in this game, and we've played 25 minutes, and with that, I'll hand you over to James Quinn. It's gone in a flash.
Thank you very much, Swampy. So, 0-0 here, National League North action for you this afternoon here on FCM Radio. FC United versus Tamworth. Tamworth, 8th in the table, just 2 points off the playoffs. Really hungry for points. FC in a fairly safe 13th position. Throw into FC on the far side. And it will be Jake Williams will come and take this one. Jake Williams seems to have the shirt of the number 2 at the moment. And really has been a bright spark for FC United this season as Ashworth clears. Up goes Arneson, but he's out-muscled there, and that's played back to James Belshaw in the Tamworth goal. Wolfenden trying to charge it down there. Now it's Jake Williams again, on the far side. FC United kicking to our left. To Lightbound Road end. And low there, snapping at the heels of Tamworth's midfield, and in the end, and forces that ball all the way back to the goalkeeper. And now Sheridan battling, and a speculative shot there from Paul Green, the skipper, from the halfway line. Maybe trying to catch Carnell out, but Carnell was alert. Now FC have it just inside the opponent's territory there. Flicked through there. Arneson tries to pass it down to Thompson. 25 yards out is Thompson. Spreads it out to the left-hand side. Now it's back near the halfway line with Lowe, who plays it to Corbett for FC United. And that's flicked towards Jerome Wright. Got a bit of space as Jerome Wright by the corner flag. But can he hang on to it here? Good pressing there. Now back to Lowe. Lowe, FC showing a bit of patience here. Sheridan spreads it up to the right-hand side. Ashworth, about 10 metres, 15 metres inside Tamworth territory. Ashworth with a cross in. Well, Arneson was just stood in an offside position. Slightly careless there from the FC number 9.
The game itself, James, is being played at a very slow pace. FC United were allowed to roll the ball on and roll the ball on. And I think if we can step up an extra gear, a yard quicker, we could undo this defence, you know, much more than we are at this moment in time. But interesting to note, last week when we were talking to the... Well, we heard the Kidderminster manager's interview. We saw how they played football. And at the end of the game, when they had the last opportunity, they rolled it out and played it short, and they continued. Why do we do that? He said, because basically our entire squad, our entire team are based on playing football, and it's alien to play the ball up top. We won't know what to do, so we have to play the way we know. So in a way, that's fantastic, but sometimes you do need to have that opportunity to sort of like just change it around a little bit, and that's one thing FC can do, and certainly Tamworth can do as well here this afternoon.
Scott Kay on the right hand side, he's robbed. And Tamworth will bring it away now. And that's Newton now. Trial. He just overhits that. And a foul. That may have been a bit of a careless foul there from Ashworth. The ball had gone from Newton's boot. Gone. It was going off for a throw in. He'd overhit it. And Ashworth making some contact, which gave Newton the opportunity to go down. And it's a free kick to Tamworth on the far side.
Again there, James, I think that's poor refereeing, because the ball was actually out of play. The player tried to go round Ashworth. He was pushing him in the back, and Ashworth just said, no, you're not going anywhere, and just held his ground. Well, as he was running, held his ground.
Free kick comes into the FC box. It's a nodded down there, but there's an offside there. FC United in the normal red shirts, white shorts, black socks. Tamworth in yellow shirts, black shorts, yellow socks, and black sleeves.
You can tell how entertaining the game is when we're having to tell you what the team are wearing. That says a lot, doesn't it, about the match.
I like your shirt, by the way, Swampy. It's very nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice jumper, James.
It is very nice jumper.
Thank you. Nice beard, Ben.
And by the way, James, I like your new profile pictures on Facebook. Yes.
Sharp.
Very sharp, yes. The three faces of James Quinn.
Yes. All of them nasty, but...
No, there was a lovely one. It was...
The cute one, and then the...
Yeah, there must have been lots of Vaseline on that camera.
There was all sorts, I tell you, what they can do these days. Throw in, just in front of us here, Andy Burns with it. for Tamworth. It's a nodded on down the line there. Corbett there battling away and doing well. Now Jerome Wright under pressure. And FC now low trying to control it. Can't do so. Newton there gives it away. And then fights and gives Sheridan a bit of a kick there. But Sheridan in the end calmly back to Carnell. Frantic bit of football there.
Well, the game needs something, doesn't it? It's not really swung into any form of action yet.
Yeah, so Thompson goes out for that clear, goes up for that clearance. He feels he's being pushed. No, you weren't, says the referee. And it's a throw-in again. Burns once more, midway inside Tamworth territory, just in front of us here, right-hand side.
30 minutes gone.
And no score here at Broadhurst Park in this National League North affair between FC United and Tamworth. It's Thompson's head there. The throw goes off and they've gained a nice sort of 25 yards or so. And Burns will take the throw in now, just 15 metres inside FC territory. And looking for options here is the number two for Tamworth. Burns has the ball back and fouled there by Nathan Lowe.
No need for that, James, is there? Because he's got the support of defenders in front behind him. And he's got into the back of a player, knowing he's not going to get the ball, concedes a free kick. Then actually he's just put his hands up and saying, look, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah,
just but you can't afford to let a team like Tamworth, who I say, just on the periphery of the playoffs, to give them opportunities from set pieces, because they have this season been masterful from them.
So Morley is going to take this one, the number three, from the right-hand touchline. A decent-looking delivery, and it comes off an FC. Oh, I thought it came off an FC head. No, it didn't, and Tamworth aren't protesting, so goal kick it is. But it was a nice delivery
great,
there.
Great ball, and as I say, you can't afford to let teams get free kicks as easy as that when you've got good delivery, as you've seen there. And FC United have just got to raise the game a little bit more. I mean, to be honest, it's quiet, isn't it? The whole stadium, the ground seems quite quiet this afternoon so far. I mean, we've only had 32 minutes, but we need to get going.
Indeed, an opportunity for FC to work their way up the table, find a finishing spot in the top half.
Well, Curzon just being a point above, losing at the moment, you know, an opportunity for FC United to continue winning ways.
And it really would be good to get three league wins in a row for the first time this season. Throw in far side for Tamworth, halfway line. Nodded on there, and Zach Corbett there will just shepherd that back to Carnell, who clears. Up goes Arneson. Hands all over him, but out-muscled really there by Jack Lane. Throw in Jake Williams, far side. Or FC United about 8-9 metres inside Tamworth territory. Williams plays it inside now, low. Good pressing from Tamworth. Corbett, though, spreads it out to the left-hand side to Jerome Wright. And wins a corner there. I think that may be the first FC corner of the game.
Is indeed. And it was all down to Corbett did well there. He hit the ball with a little bit of pace, so it took one defender out, and it took the number 10, Ross Dyer, to come back and track back with Jerome Wright. And that's what's talking about the ball. You zip it along the surface, because it's a good surface to play on, and it puts pressure on defenders.
Now then, George Thompson with FC's first corner of the game from the left-hand side, right-footed in-swinger. Not a bad delivery, punched away there by Belshaw, and that will go out for a throw-in to FC United, far side. Jake Williams will jog forward.
Take it quickly.
No, it's taken quickly. Sheridan takes it, gives it to Williams. Williams, heavy touch there, and loses possession. That was disappointing there with FC with all those men forward. And now Tamworth can bring it out of defence. Fox, through ball. And that's a square ball out to Ross Dyer. Ross Dyer about 30 yards out. Plays it out to Newton now towards the penalty area. Newton brings it inside his left foot. Left foot shot though blocked by Jerome Wright there. A bit optimistic that from Danny Newton. Throw in now on the halfway line for Tamworth. Andy Burns wants a bit of movement around him. Number two, and he takes it. And now it's Clark. Joe Clark out to Burns. Burns down the line. Burns and now Kay. There's a player down, and saying it's the referee saying this wasn't a foul, but he just wants to check here on the stricken.
Nothing wrong with him, James. He stayed down there because he's annoyed the referee hasn't given him a free kick. Absolutely nothing wrong with him. And for me, he should book him.
Well, he's protesting. Well, the referee, I think, from the referee's point of view, was a duty of care. I think he just had to be, just to check there was a head injury. Certainly the number two, Andy Burns, was full of protestation there that he was nobbled by someone. But him
and Kay went up for the ball. Nothing, I mean, normally, if there's an elbow there, it's right in front of his own dugout. There wasn't even a murmur from them. So, you know, he conned the referee there, saying he was injured. There's another offside there again, which is disappointing from FC.
Well, Arneson looks aghast, but he just needs to really be disciplined. We know that the referee assistant on the far side is not messing around, Mr. Dial. And he's given two offsides, which were pretty blatantly where Wolfenden was onside. So
I think you're very completely correct there, James. They were very difficult, very, very poor decisions.
So, cleared by Lowe there. Arneson trying to get into this game. That's with Wolfenden, plays it back to Sheridan. Good pressing again.
But they hold the line well, don't they? You can look across the line here. It's held well. And they don't give you any real room to Tamworth, and it doesn't bode for a really good game of football at the moment.
There's a clearance by Ashworth. It's nodded there by Sheridan. Now it's Wolfenden. Williams tries to get it down the flank there, but it's cleared, hoofed away unceremoniously, and comes off an FC player, and there'll be a new ball required. And it was Daz Lyons there, the assistant manager of FC United, punts that onto the field of play.
With a toe poke.
It was indeed.
Ben, what's that? What are you thinking, Ben?
I was going to say he's not the assistant. You've done that before at the Q&A. He's not the assistant manager.
And he is, remind me what pedantry title he has.
Head of player development.
Surely on match day he's assistant manager.
Anyway. No, he would be assistant to the manager.
All right, thank you. As Zach Corbett there battling away. Clears, does well. Now Thompson, but he's got Burns snapping at his heels. And the clear now. Sheridan plays it back there to Low. Good pressing from Tamworth. They don't give FC much time on the ball, but FC do well and get it out to Williams there. Williams a little bit of daylight in front of him as he goes down the right flank, over halfway. Now it's Low on the halfway line, but really the heavy touch loses possession. That was disappointing. The ball now comes to Ashworth. Now it's Sheridan just hugging that touchline. Now chips it forward. Nice looking ball, but Arneson again offside. And it really is a doddle for that back line of Tamworth to stop FC in the tracks at the moment. Really does concentration and discipline when a side is playing the offside effectively, when you've got a very fastidious referee's assistant. Really got to get their mind on the job. But it's Ashworth now deep inside FC territory, spreads it out to Jake Williams. Now it's Nathan Lowe. That was a ball intended for Wolfenden, but Morley will cut that out, and Morley will clear for Tamworth. Slices it though, and it will be a throw into FC United.
Has he got a contract out there with a footballs, that player? Because that's about the second or third he's kicked out of the ground. He's got a young kid in there taking him, scrubbing off the FC name and putting Tamworth on them.
So for short of match balls, we'll know why.
Well, considering it's nearly 38 minutes gone, which have flown by, it's been a very disappointing first 38, hasn't it?
If ever a game needed a goal, it's Wolfenden on the turn there, but he's dispossessed. Morley, pressing him there was Wolfenden. Morley plays it back to James Belshaw, who clears. And now it's with Scott Kay, halfway line, plays it back to Corbett. Corbett, square ball to Wright. Wright's about 10 metres inside his own half. Chips it forward, another speculative ball, but doesn't find a red shirt, so possession squandered. And Zach Corbett gets the ball back there and plays it out for a throw-in. Not under a lot of pressure there, but
none whatsoever.
Chose a
really
safe bet there, but he's now under pressure by the touchline. It's a corner ball, and Zach Corbett, who's had a decent game so far, a little bit.
We had the call of his captain there right next to him, and Jerome should have been saying either control it and pass. But don't just play it out, and then obviously the ball goes over. He has to then defend the ball, and he's given away again. Not a pointless corner, but a very easy corner. They've not earned this corner, the home set, the visitors at all.
Indeed. So Morley again delivered that wonderful free kick several minutes ago, and now here can he break the deadlock? It comes over. It's not bad, but it beats everyone. And with what Just over 5 minutes to go to half time. No score here. And Tamworth have come here looking for 3 points to get them right in the thick of these playoffs. FC looking to work their way up the table to even safer waters. But Williams with the throw. Nodded down, Sheridan there, sticks a leg out, can't control it. It's chipped forward there by Tamworth. And nodded on, but not enough men forward there for Tamworth. It was nodded down perfectly for some player to run onto, but nobody was there. Surprising to see the lack of desire there from the visitors.
I think what's telling as well quite a lot, you watch a game of football and you see supporters with 5 minutes of this first half to go from both the SMRE and this main stand all going out to get a drink and something to eat, because there's not been anything of any real appetite or appetising football being played as of yet.
So that's cleared by Tamworth. Now Ashworth, a little bit of pressure from Newton, but does well, plays it back to Carnell. Carnell play it back out to Ashworth. Not a great ball there. Ashworth plays it down the line to Williams, and this good Tamworth pressing just keeps FC pinned back. The ball now back with Carnell. Well, George Thompson controls it nicely, halfway line low. Not a lot of time, not a lot of space, but plays a square ball to Ashworth. Can Ashworth just play a short pass? Yes, he can. Sheridan will spread this out to the right-hand side to Jake Williams. Back to Sheridan. Just around about the halfway line, right-hand touch line. And now it's Ashworth back, but again FC having to retreat, but perhaps more effective than just speculatively launching the ball forward. Now Nathan Lowe's dropped very deep here, plays a short ball forward. Sheridan plays it out to Zach Corbett, who plays it back to Carnell.
This is actually a league game, isn't it? It's not an exhibition match we're here to watch.
Well, I hope it isn't, because it's you'd be asking for your reduced fee back.
Fee?
Exhibition. Your gate money.
Oh,
now it's through. And now it's... that was for Wolfenden, and that was a hint of a nice give-and-go there, but didn't quite pan out. And now Tamworth brings it away. Paul Green spreads it out on the right-hand side. Williams will cut that out. Play it to Sheridan, with number three on his back, the midfielder. And poor ball there. Morley cuts that out very easily. Now the number eight, Joe Clark. Plays it to Ross Dyer. Played out to the right-hand side. Burns will control it, but Thompson will get in there. It's a throw-in.
There's too much separation between players at this moment in time for me, James. They're not close enough. You saw with Ashworth when he was trying to play that ball as this comes out now.
Now then, Lowe tries to bring it away for FC, but a good recovery from the visitors.
Just too far apart. You know, the passing should be 5 to 8 yards maximum. And it's all like passing is like 20 yards. 15 yards, giving opportunities to be closed down far, far too easily. We've got to start being more compact, and when we've got the ball, crisper passing and better fluidity, and also we're not utilising the wings as much as we should be.
Nodded along there, and a real battle there. Newton goes down, but nothing doing, says the referee, and it will be O'Connor was caught slightly as he dived to get that ball. He stayed down for a moment, but I think he's okay. Gets to his feet. FC United 0, Tamworth 0. Around about, 4 minutes to go? Hello. More like 2 minutes to go to half time. I don't think there'll be much added time.
Let's hope not.
Burns nods it there to Thompson. Game could just do with the tonic of a goal just before the interval. Concentrate a few minds as Jerome Wright now will nod this back to Carnell. And he didn't get enough on that one. Luckily, Carnell had come far enough forward there to get away with that one for FC. Scott Kay. Oh, nice turn from Scott Kay. Now it's Sheridan. Plays it out nicely. That's better from FC United. Now it's George Thompson. Left-hand side. Chips it forward, intended for Arneson, but it's easily cut out there. Second ball, though, won by Sheridan. Thompson plays it out to Lowe. Lowe looks behind him, finds Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright back to Lowe, 35 yards out. Pressured. Now to Scott Kay, square ball. Scott Kay caught in a couple of minds. Plays it now forward to Thompson. Thompson intended for Arneson, lets it go. Wolfenden nearly wins it back, but Arneson let it go without really knowing what was behind him. And it was.
You never let it go there, do you? Unless you've got a call. You hear the shout, and there was no one there apart from him, and he should have gathered that ball, and he had an opportunity to maybe even turn at a shoot and have a shot there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of concern there. Arneson not really hungry for the ball. Is he. Is he really up for this? But
if he's tried my chips and curry, I'm not surprised.
Down the line. So a little food review for you there. Slips in the parenthesis of our commentary. But it's a Tamworth with a throw now. 44 minutes gone. Williams nods that out. Play, we're coming towards half time, and Tamworth on the side looking to break the deadlock here just before the interval. And it's Morley.
I'm looking forward to Ben and Paul, Sato Paul's half time with Stephen Wood.
Through the line now, it's a cross ball, it's a low cross. Ashworth is well positioned, plays it away. Low square ball, Sheridan, slightly heavy touch, and wins a foul, luckily. Now, will there be time to take this one?
There'll be a minimum of 1 minute additional time.
As you may have heard there, just the 1 minute. So time here for FC United to get this free kick upfield, try and create something here, and produce the first score of the game. Well, no hurry, not exactly bursting to get this kick taken here.
There's been no urgency from the opening minute, really. Wolfenden did well and showed that initial spurt of pace and quality, but there's just been no real quality since then.
And there's a free kick to FC United there. Just Lowe got shoved over rather clumsily by Clark. And this is a decent position. It's about 5 metres from the right-hand touchline, about 40 yards out. Wright's come over here. Wright and Lowe, the two men who are the contenders to take this one.
Well, interesting to note, because they're right at the end of the half. Every player back ordinarily, you leave a couple of men up top, but they realise with only a few seconds to go to get everyone back defending this ball, Tamworth.
Jerome Wright will take this one. Here it comes, floated in. Is it too far? Oh, it was, yeah, just over Zach Corbett's head. Not a bad delivery, but too much on it. There goes the half-time whistle. And not entirely edifying spectacle here at Broadhurst Park. FC United 0, Tamworth 0. Swampy, your final thoughts on what we've seen so far?
Interesting to note there, the manager of Tamworth applauding his team for that first 45 minute performance. It had a potential start with a little bit of quality from both teams, but that lasted for about 5 minutes. And in reality, I think if Stephen Wood could spice up that first 45 minutes with anything, then I'll be majorly impressed, because it was a dour, not playing with any real pace, not actually playing the ball with any real pace throughout the game. I mean, everything seems to be set slow, lethargic. When FC have had the ball, and what they've done is the gaps from a pass to a pass should be between 5 and 8 foot maximum, 20 foot long balls, putting pressure on themselves and allowing a very, very average Tamworth team at the moment to close down and look like they're closing down well, when in effect they're not really closing down that well. They're just intercept balls. It's been a very, very poor first half, but there's a great song on being played here at the SMRE at the moment, at Broadhurst Park. So as you say, with no further ado, we'll be back in 15 minutes, myself and James, but you'll hand you over to the intrepid duo of Ben Hughes, Stato Paul, and indeed the one, the only, Wodzo!
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And what a half-time show we've got for you, dear listener.
Have we got one?
No. It's FC United and Manchester 0, Tamworth 0. And as Stato Paul's just colourfully said on Twitter, cobwebs are forming on the goalposts. Well, Stephen Wood and Stato Paul joins us now. Firstly, Woodso, your thoughts on that thing.
When I left the house this morning, there was a strange lady in the street, and she was eating all the trees and the plants. I thought, I've not seen her before. I was asked to bring some entertainment to it, so I'm trying.
Paul, you've got 2 seconds to top that one.
Well, sadly, this is in keeping with previous games with Tamworth, I have to say.
Yeah, I said to Swampy, I think we can get some rocking chairs for the keepers, because they're not needed at the moment, because there's not been a shot in anger. I think the nearest we've come is the FC free kick that flew about 4 feet over the bar. I don't think Tamworth have even done that, to be honest.
There was a blocked pass on halfway.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
That travelled 60 yards into Cannon.
Sort of on goal, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't a shot. It was a block.
It's two teams. It seems to be going through the block, just waiting for 10 to 5 to arrive at the moment.
I think FC are disjointed in terms of, you know, the build up from the back and going forward. And I think Tamworth's problem is they've lost the habit of winning away. They've gone 6 without a win, and they've lost a bit of hope and a bit of belief.
Yeah, I don't think FC have played badly. As in, because we've seen some shocking performances, so it's not rating on any of those. There's just nothing happening from either side. They usually call it a stalemate, don't they? I'm not even convinced it's that good at the moment. I mean,
it's warming up to a stalemate.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, some football might break out at some point.
I mean, Arneson is living offside at the moment, which really nullifies any contribution he can make, because he's just caught offside too easy.
He's been offside too easy, and also, to be fair, I mean, before the offside started, every time I think the ball was played up to him 4 times, and he got buffered from the back 4 times, which I think he only got penalised a couple of times, so he's getting a bit of a pounding. Well, there's no support to him. I mean, when the ball's going up there, he's ploughing that lone furrow, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And when he's bringing the ball under control, he's looking for someone to play off to, a la Mark Hughes. He's playing with his back to goal, and there's nobody with him to play it to.
I'd just like to pay special credit to the guy who's writing the match reports for the Tamworth website. He's managed to get 5 paragraphs from that first half. How has he managed that?
Have you read him, though?
Is he at another game?
Oh, actually, no, he's saying, I had pie and peas, that was
exactly,
nice.
Exactly, yeah.
Good crowd here, that's nice. Oh, and then it's just a series of Zeds. Yeah, that's exactly. That's nice. Yeah. Anyway,
I understand fully now what is meant by the silence of the lambs.
Very good.
There you go. I was after 1 2 seconds after his, but that works well. So it is 0-0, and it can't get any worse, can it?
Well, I mean, as I was saying before earlier in the piece, we are up to 12th at the moment if Curzon are losing at Stockport, and that's our ceiling for the season, I think, 12th.
Yeah, it'll take a bit of an effort to bridge that gap between 12th and 11th. I think it's about 9 points or something.
Yeah, it's like there's 2 divisions, isn't there? Yeah, basically, National League North.
And the thing about this game, it's a funny game this today, because I don't think it's actually...
I'm not laughing.
No, but no, exactly. You are now.
Sorry.
Like Muttley.
I just thought it was funny.
But I mean, it's not that it's actually a bad... It's not like two... It's hard to describe, because you're looking at me, and what I'm saying is, a bad game would be... When two teams are playing atrociously, then they're kicking the ball out. It's not actually like that. It's just nothing is going on. They're just cancelling each other out in midfield.
It's an exhibition match.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's lacking a Harry Winter type figure to battle a few.
Oh, you had my question. That was going to be my next question. Let's deal with the Harry Winter situation then. He's gone to Stockport County. Are we missing him in midfield today? We are missing a bit of drive, aren't we?
I'm missing him for when I do my match reports away games, because he was my default man of the match when there was nobody else about. So I'm going to struggle.
Well, let's pick on who possibly could be FC's best player at the moment, Wolfenden. He was having a very good game in the first 25 minutes. He was given offside twice when he wasn't offside. One of them he battered against the bar. He nearly got the ball from a long throw from right, where he ended up in the net rather than the ball ended up in the net. He has had a decent half, but there's not much going on, is there, for him?
Well,
for anybody, for me, for you?
I think part of the problem, we're talking about Arneson, and it's about the midfield giving him support, and it's a matter of who makes the runs. And I think at times, Nagy and
Lyons, they're not going to make the runs.
I've been shouting, they've been shouting, well, you know, that was your run, but you didn't make it. And that's the problem, that we have to be clued up in terms of when the ball's being switched left to right, who's going to make the run
to the right? You know what I think? I mean, you've just brought to mind an incident in the first half where Arneson got the ball near the halfway line and he had about 10 or 20 yards to run into in front of him. And the first thing he looked for was to get rid of the ball and pass it, and there was nobody. And it ended up, I think it went to an FC player eventually. But then he didn't make a run to the box. He picked up again near the touchline. And Margie was going at him saying, you're the one who should be getting the box. It's not your job to be out wide there.
Yeah.
And I think that was symptomatic of the whole thing, that it just seemed a bit like everybody wants everybody else to take the ball off them and try and make... somebody else will make something happen instead of actually doing something themselves. And, you know, Alanson could have got the ball there and run into a big gap and created something off the back and then continued to run into the box. But he didn't. His default thing was get the ball and get rid of it.
Let's deal with some scores from elsewhere, because it's not...
Oh, go on.
There's all kinds of score lines elsewhere.
Oh, right. Okay.
Boston 0, Altrincham 1.
Da, 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 da. Is it too late?
Yeah, probably.
Charlie
1, Telford 1.
Ooh.
Gainsborough 0, Fylde 1.
How does it go again?
Gainsborough 0, Fylde 1.
Ooh.
Kidderminster 3, Alfreton 0, Nuneaton 1, Worcester 0, Stalybridge 0, Darlow 1.
You're going too quick, though. I can't keep up with you.
Stockport 2, Curzon 0.
Oh. How are you into 2 goals?
No, it's Lloyd got one anyway. Oh. FC and Tamworth are 0-0.
Is it?
As is Bradford against Halifax and Brackley against Salford.
Well, I don't really know how to follow that.
I'll tell you how we follow
that. Go on, follow
that. Fylde are disappearing.
Tomorrow yes. At 2 o'clock, Women's Team Live. Head down here if you can to Broadhurst Park. It's a big County Cup semi, Argyle Cup semi-final.
Yes, that's
as
right.
As FC United take on Wigan Athletic, ladies.
Yes.
If you can't get down here, don't worry. Women's Team Live are going to be here. But seriously, Luke Podmore's side are absolutely smashing it this season. And if you can get down there, please do. 2 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst.
Yeah, Wigan are in, a level higher than our team, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. We've already beaten 2 or 3 sides this season of a higher level, and we've got high expectations tomorrow.
No pressure then. Closing thoughts to you, Stephen, assuming you can stretch this out for 5 minutes.
Oh,
come on. What is going? Why is time standing still?
It's a bit like the game.
Dear, oh dear.
Time stands still for no man, apart from us here today.
We're in our own little time pocket.
What was I going to say? I've been watching Danny Baker again later, second time on
good
the tour.
Good hairline I saw in that picture. It was very impressive.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, Burnley tonight, so it'll be interesting. I'm surprised you've heard of him up there, to be honest. Mind you, they're probably still watching win, lose or draw, aren't they?
Can I remind you that Burnley had a Lib Dem council for a long time? They're not, you know...
They're not what?
It's not like the Dark Ages up there or anything like that. That's what you're implying.
I'm expecting the suspension on my car's going to go with all the cobbled roads.
Pies are nice.
Oh, well, I need something to tea, so that'll come in handy.
We are scraping the barrel here.
Can
you help us here? Give us some, well, closing thoughts, other than the bleeding obvious that we're going to go 1-0 down in the first 5 minutes.
That'll probably happen. Actually, probably won't today, because there's nobody looking like they're ever going to score a goal between now and next week.
We do have an attack-minded bench.
We do.
And there are options on there to change it around. If we get a defensive injury, we've got less options, but going forward, we've got some strikers on the bench. So who knows? It could be that our strike man up the front is removed around about the 73-minute mark.
That's very precise, Paul. You're probably right, mind you. But
a couple of messages. Greg Broaders, 0-0 at half-time, and that's about right. Both teams cancelling each other out.
I said that.
Hopefully we can prize them open second half like they're a tin of Spam.
We need the Sam Sheridan crowbar.
Isn't this what this halftime show is? It's like Spam. It's falling unwelcome in people's internet.
But you know, we are on course for a second successive clean sheet. If you want to clutch at that straw,
that's a nose bleed in itself.
That's a good straw.
At least for the next.
Tell us more, Paul.
At least for the next 120 seconds, anyway, of match play.
Paul, exactly.
Paul, when was the last time we had back-to-back 0-0 draws? When did that happen? Or 0-0?
Well,
we didn't have one last week.
Back-to-back clean sheets.
Back-to-back clean sheets. When did that happen last?
Certainly going back to last season.
Last season. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. Yes.
I waited too then.
I watch every game. I can believe it. Yes.
Well, I think we've done phenomenally well. Well done, everyone.
Tamworth
are very bloke about you being served. You've done very, very well.
Tamworth are very into symmetry. They were 7th last season.
Symmetry.
Into symmetry? Yes. And the rivals are not.
They're not in the cemetery.
Oh, right, okay.
So Smith's song.
They were 7th last season, 8th this season. They've 53 points, 53 goals scored, 53 conceded. So it looks like a 1-1 draw to me.
Well, they sound like the world's most boring team.
Well,
Danny Baker did a phone call. I've fallen on that once. Bring Danny Baker back into the conversation for no reason whatsoever. There was a thing where it was like played eight. I can't remember what it was. No, I was going to say some figures which wouldn't have balanced out, but there was something like that where it was like played and then it was an equal number of. It was like eight played 18, won six, drawn six, lost six, scored 18, conceded 18. Obviously, yeah. Anyway, it was something like that.
I think the colour of their shirts is the brightest point of the game so far.
I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Well, Stephen Ward, let me put you out your misery. Thank you for joining us at halftime. And thank you to Stato Paul. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. Don't forget you can get in touch with us in this second half. And please do get in touch. That's at Twitter at FCUM Radio and station at fcmradio.co.uk. Second half is about to get underway any second now. But we are joined now by our second half commentary team. That one's James's. So, welcome back. Have you two had a little disco nap ready for the entertainment that's about to unfold right before your very eyes?
So we had a disco nap in the first 45 minutes from a team perspective.
No, James, wire. Just the wire. Just move the wire. There you go.
And the Quinn is now sorted himself out. Well, the SMRE is pretty going to stay like that for some time. I would have thought half empty. We hope for a much, much improved second half, and I'm sure Carl will want the ball played a little bit quicker, a little bit more urgency, James, and kick it towards the SMRE, hopefully, when they all return from the bar, because it is three quarters empty at this moment in time. We can do them proud.
Indeed, and of course, lots of changes available for Carl Margenson on the bench, very attacking bench. Greaves, Gilchrist, Brown, Glynn and Wilkinson. As in possession, it's Tamworth on the halfway line. Morley plays it down the left flank there. Good work from Jake Williams. Cuts that out. Arneson out muscled again. And Ross Dyer plays it back there. That's all very aimless.
Well, you fancy with Arneson as well, don't you? That if he gets a goal, then it's going to maybe kickstart his season to a degree. But at this moment in time, it's just not ploughing that lone furrow himself, well, but it's not quite coming off, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, Wolfenden was the player who looked more advanced and more threatening in the early part of this game, and Arneson's still really, really trying to find his way here. But it's Tamworth on the ball there, far right-hand side. It's down the line, but Jerome Wright reads this well. He'd like that ball to go out for a goal kick, and he shields it very well. And it will be a goal kick, which Carnell will... stroll over to get the ball.
But it's been a strange afternoon already, hasn't it? Because it's quiet here. I mean, there's been, you know, you can't hear the FC roar, really. It's just been one of those afternoons where everyone seems content with perhaps getting the game overdone with and going home. Apart from, obviously, if you come to see the Wakes this evening, which, obviously, I appreciate the Armchair Army won't be able to do. However, if you do live local, you're not going to be able to attend the game, get yourself here for 9 o'clock and watch a fantastic band.
As Corbett plays it back to Carnell. Carnell controls it and then hoofs it out towards the right hand side. Sheridan goes up, ball nodded down and chipped forward there helpfully by Ben Fox for Tamworth. Goes all the way back to Carnell.
I suppose there's an onus as well, though, isn't there, for Tamworth to actually play some football in this game as well. It can't be just one way, but you just need a little bit of quality from the teams here this afternoon.
Just Tamworth haven't shown the kind of quality that their league position implies they possess, but they have the ball now. They're moving forward, and it's Taylor and then Newton, and then Zach Corbett gets it. Well, he got the foot, not a lot of control there, but it just spun up fortuitously for Carnell, and now he's delivered that out to Sheridan, left hand side. Give and go there with Thompson. Nice work. Sheridan plays it into the centre. Wolfenden will pursue, and good work there by Jack Lane, but just making a bit of a meal of getting rid of this, and they get away with it though, and the Tamworth bring it away now. Now it's Newton on the halfway line. He's got a player ahead of him, and he spreads it out left hand side, and lots of space in front of Connor Taylor. Connor Taylor now goes inside Williams, but Williams gets half a foot to it. Morley with a decent looking cross. Oh, and a sitter is missed for Tamworth.
Absolute sitter of the back post. It was a good ball in with purpose there, and the power was there. The direction was not, and it's well over the bar. But a substitution for the visitors very early on in this second part of this first half, second half, And that was a golden opportunity. Onside decision. Jake Williams initially done well there, James, as well, cleared his lines, and but they intercepted the ball quicker than FC, and there they were.
Yeah, it was a lovely cross from Morley. He's got a sweet left foot as the number three, and couldn't have really done much else there. It was Paul Green, the skipper, who missed the chance.
It was indeed, as we've got Luke to our right-hand side, young Luke, FC United radio, television supreme commentator. Tommy earlier on, he's learned his craft whilst listening to FC radio for a number of years, and his mother also qualified that with, yes, you're correct, he used to listen to FC all the time.
Well, there you go, following in good footsteps, Swampy.
And it's going to be Paul Green's the captain, who's going to be coming off shortly.
That punishment for that miss. Tough, maybe he's carrying a knock or something. Anyway, Nathan Lowe has it's a free kick for FC, 40 yards out. It's a low one, a bit of an odd one. Ball still bubbling around the area, but it's cleared. Wright goes in. Now it's back with Sheridan, who chips it rather invitingly. Morley with a good defensive header there, and they'll bring it away now, Will Tamworth. But dispossessed, Nathan Lowe, but he overhits it and then concedes a foul. And the danger is clear for Tamworth. They take a quick free kick. And it goes back to Belshaw there, who hoofs it high into the air. And the ball won't go out for a throw. Well, it does eventually. A little shove in the back there on Jerome Wright as he prepares to take this throw in from the halfway line. Down the line it goes. Arneson out, jumped out, muscled again. Sheridan plays it back now to Jerome Wright on the halfway line. Hugging the touchline now with Sheridan. Back to Wright. Back to Sheridan. But it's a bit, Sheridan does well to keep that ball there. That's played forward by Corbett. Now it's Scott Kay. Scott Kay chips it forward. It's a poor ball. Possession is surrendered, and Tamworth will try and bring it away now. And as they bring it forward now, the men in the yellow shirts. So Newton plays it inside. Clark plays it back to Morley. Morley on the left touchline tries to feed in Newton, but it was an interception by Jake Williams.
Well, it won't surprise me, you know, James, that the substitution that's going to be made.
When the sub comes on, it's Reece Stoich.
Ah, right, yeah, you said the wrong name, yes. Reece Stoich is the man.
Number 13.
Thank you. So Reece Stoich will be the player that comes on. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to bypass the midfield player in and put a big lad up top.
Yeah.
Because he's a bearded Japanese hairstyle wearing tattooed player.
He's kind of looks like Ibrahimovic, isn't he? Just that sight, that sort of not there won't be that sort of class, but that sort of build and demeanour.
And I think even Ibrahimovic would have struggled in today's game.
So throw in Jake Williams, level with the 18-yard line. In comes the throw towards the near post. Ashworth tries to get on the end of it. Thompson heads it back into the danger area. Then it's headed away. Cleared, hoofed away by Paul Green. Now it's Newton. Newton can't control it, though. Lowe wins it. Lowe just by the touchline, and Newton tackles him, and it will be a throw-in on the halfway line for FC United. Jake Williams preparing to take this one. Down the line as FC fans start to find some voice in the SMRE. Low there with the header, but he can't control it, and then he fouls Morley, and it will be a free kick.
Well, the substitution has been delayed by Tamworth for whatever reason. I would have thought it looked like they were about to there we go. Now they've decided to make the switch, and it's the skipper coming off who doesn't look injured.
Number 7 Paul Green is number 15 Reece Stoich.
Well, it's the skipper who is taking his time coming off the pitch, hands the armband to the goalkeeper.
Belshaw will now be the
boots.
Well, the goalkeeper really should be wearing those boots, shouldn't it, to coincide with his entire orange kit. But the skipper, as you say, rightly comes off, and on comes Reece Stoich.
Stoich is, I'm just explaining to Luke there, just about the numbering. And it's, quite a chunky character as well.
Gone straight up top. So they've taken away a midfield player. I think they feel that they can get the ball over the top a little bit more, and can bypass the FC midfield quite comfortably.
Now, Arneson, not cross wires really with Wolfenden. Possession is lost. and Morley. Morley all gives the ball away. Thompson. Wolford and FC can't quite control that though. They won it. That's Clark. Clark does well, takes it past low, but
totally missed him.
One of those where just to hit it too far ahead of him, and Williams went in for the tackle, lunged in, and the number eight there, Joe Clark, just made some sort of contact as he knew the ball was going out of play and won a free kick. Free kick.
Very, very silly free kick because he.
Now, substitute with a good cross in, and it goes, beats everyone. Excellent cross, and just nobody on the end of it. As Jerome Wright clears it. Scott Kay. FC just giving the ball away. Punted back towards them. Jerome Wright.
Today's attendance is 2,407.
A quick one again. Get well, Jim, all the best from Brian and Veronica and all at FC United. I read that earlier on, but if he weren't listening at the very beginning, good afternoon to you, Jim. Hope you're getting well soon. This game possibly won't be helping out, unfortunately, but we wish you a speedy recovery and back here at FC United sooner rather than later.
Now, Thompson there, but robbed again, and Tamworth bringing away, looking for a break. So. Taylor, overhit surely. Oh, poor pass from him.
Got some tweets in.
Hello to Nathan and Elin Challenger, who are listening in Australia. Probably sent them to sleep by now, I'd imagine.
Well,
sweet dreams, you two. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, it's not the greatest of games, but the one man that can change a game with a little bit of quality and a little bit of panache and skill is Kieran Glynn. He's warming up alongside Gilchrist and Greaves and Wilkinson there.
Yeah, you would think you wouldn't rule out a triple substitution, would you, to really try and shake this game up? Anyway, foul there.
How do spring greetings from Helen in Leicester, who's currently writing a lesson plan for it's all about the War of the Roses.
There you go. Yeah. Good afternoon to you, Helen, as always.
Yeah, good afternoon, Helen. Free kick taken by Tamworth, and the subject. He's not gone up top, actually. He's playing a left flank role. Obviously, Tamworth have decided that they want to put some pressure on Jake Williams. And it's a free kick to FC, or goal kick, I beg your pardon. Cornell having to fetch that ball himself.
Well, Helen, the boys from FC KV did well today and in the tournament. Half a team of FC is another half all from the Leicester area. And a good afternoon, good morning in the tournament here, or watching this game.
As goal kick's taken by Tamworth. By FC United, I beg your pardon. Tamworth win possession back in this disjointed, unsatisfying contest here. Tamworth, though, chips it forward. And the flag stays down there. And Fox, in the area, tries to get a cross in. Now substitute there. Well, looking for a penalty there was a substitute, nothing doing, but FC give the ball away again. And now it's Morley into the box, plays it across. Now, did he intend to shoot there? It was some power behind it. It was a great ball if somebody, striker, had been gambling there.
James, why isn't the referee going over and having a chat to Reece Nash there, who unceremoniously threw himself to the ground demanding a penalty, not getting it? Moments before that there was a goal kick to FC United of Manchester which he picked the ball up, ran 20 yards with it, and then just dumped it so a ball crew member could collect it and no one else could. But that there just shows, I mean, it was pants.
It was indeed. And then the Carnell's goal kick is similar, of a similar quality. It's a throw in now for throw in for Tamworth, and FC just have to get their foot on the ball here. They really do. Jake Williams there nods it down, and it's Stich there spreads it out. Well, it's one here by Burns. It's Clark, number eight, threads it through. On the turn is Burns. He stayed forward. Now it's a left-footed shot straight at the keeper. It was Ben Fox there, but not enough power and just no placement there. Straight at Carnell.
I think, is that the first real shot on target? Of note, anyway. a very simple, as you rightly say, for Carnell there. But the game hasn't actually leapt into life at all, has it? It's very similar to the first half.
Yep, just crying out for one moment of quality or a bit of mistake. Some sort of good tackle there from Kay. Oh, and it hit the good through ball there. Meant for an hour. In the end, they're clearing it away our Tamworth. Now Newton, that was intended for him, but to ball, the quote, I have to say, as you look at the quality of this game, is not getting any better. Can somebody produce something? Now Jake Williams, right-hand side, low cross in, no quality at all, easily dealt with, tries to recover now, that's Clark, bringing it away for Tamworth, square ball, and... good tackle from Lona. Can FC fashion something? Good through. Oh, Wolfenden. He just couldn't take the pass. He wins it back now, though. Left-hand side. Cross ball in. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, Wolfenden
to the keeper.
Wolfenden asked for the ball in front of him. He was calling for it before the ball was played. And by the time the ball came to him, it was behind him. And the ball should have been in front of Wolfenden, running onto it, get a shot away. Didn't quite come off. But slightly better from FC. The idea was right.
Ross Dyer. Out to the right-hand side. Burns will cross this. That's not a bad ball. Newton gets on the end of it but can't control the ball there. And Kay there hoofs it clear. Wolfenden will try and take this on the halfway line. Can't control it. Clark wins it for Tamworth. And
Carl looks very dissatisfied there, especially with that bit of control there from Wolfenden. But for me, it's time to bring on another centre forward. It's time to get rid of... Bring off Arneson.
And a speculative shot there from the halfway line from Tamworth, but it goes out for a goal kick. Yes, it's got to be sooner rather than later. So United...
Well, the double substitution's already down there. It's going to be Greaves and Gilchrist, and it'll be, for me, probably Wolfenden and Arneson. They'll be the two coming off.
Is that the way it's...
George Thompson.
Well, I mean, he's not had a great game, but... you know, he's someone who can fashion something, but...
If that's FC United, it's going to be... it's Gilchrist coming on, isn't it?
Yeah, Gilchrist coming on. Yeah, so it's...
And Arneson coming off as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a very attacking substitution for FC United. And two strikers...
Number 9, Gareth Arneson, is number 14, Jason Gilchrist.
Just make one of my little administrative points here. It isn't half a business to do substitutions. My two players can't come off at the same time and two players go on. It's like this ceremony of one goes off, studs check, all that. It's like some sort of bureaucrat's wet dream.
Well, Brussels for you. That's why we've got a Brexit.
Post-Brexit,
yeah.
The subs have just come on.
In fact,
in
fairness, this game would have been called if it had been post-Brexit.
It's clear that Greaves goes up, but he's beaten to it. Now Zach Corbett, who's had a decent game, plays it back to Wright. To Corbett there. Corbett gets rather caught in possession by the touchline, but well won back by Sheridan. Now can he time his pass? He hesitates there. Sheridan, he got into a great position and just got caught in at least two minds. Tamworth bring it away. Wright, though, intercepts well. Oh, the good work from Wright there. Beats one, beats two, and then he's shoved to the ground, but that was...
And maybe the first yellow card of the game, James.
And a bit of quality there from Wright. Dribbling, showing what he can do, and they just had to shove him over. Ben Fox, the offender, and the first recipient of a yellow card this afternoon. Now then, that's livened things up a little bit. Livened the crowd up.
But it goes to prove is that you start running at players, you can create danger, you can create a problem, can't you? And it was Jerome Wright with some good work there, and a nice position for Sam Sheridan to put this ball into the danger area.
That goal for FC really would liven this game up, with Tamworth looking for these points to get into the playoff positions. And Sheridan will take it about 35 yards out and float this one in. Not a bad delivery, but it's won by a Tamworth head and it's brought away. And now Steich, the substitute, brings it away. Looking to break here. It's FC with 4 or 5 men back, and that's not a bad looking ball. It was just a good idea from Steich, but just put a bit too much on it there as Calder Taylor was making a run. Now, Nathan Lowe, he's tackled there, but ball breaks for Kay, but he plays it behind Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright about 7 or 8 metres inside his own half, Another misunderstanding with Corbett there, which Jerome Wright just about gets out of there. Carnell will clear. Far, much too far. And, well, Greaves will pursue. Burns there. Wolfenden did well to put a bit of pressure on the keeper there. Hurried clearance means that Jerome Wright now has possession for FC United. Corbett, Kay, just inside his own half. And now he just checks. Plays a loose ball through. Good ball from Greaves. Wolfenden, nice pass. Left-hand side now. Right into the box. Cross. Oh, he just couldn't beat the first man. That was nice football from FC United. And, well, the substitutions, either directly or indirectly, have had an effect here. And FC just got a bit sharper, and the crowd have got livelier, and the atmosphere is just starting to build here. Built from zero, it has to be said, but it is a livelier atmosphere now. Stites now plays out left-hand side. Play on, says the referee. Advantage being played. Newton now with a chance to put a cross in for Tamworth. That looks like it's too... Oh, really careless ball there, and wasteful from Tamworth. Jerome Wright's clearance. Greaves and Gilchrist both up there. And now that falls, though, for Clark. Clark halfway line for Tamworth. Square ball. Now it's Morley, the man with the sweet left foot. He plays a square ball in there to Jack Lane. And Lane there with a long ball. Weird ball, that. It's gone. I think he wanted... one of his colleagues to make a run there, but would have needed to be Usain Bolt style. And it's a free kick. It's a goal kick for FC United, which Carnell.
So it looks like the substitution for FC United, the imminent one, is going to be Wilkinson, opposed to either Brown or Kieran Glynn.
Well, disappointing not to see Kieran Glynn get a run out, but that's the decision of the manager. See if it pays dividends. His first initial substitutions. Greaves has looked quite lively. Now he nods it down there, but can't really control it, and it will go out for a throw-in to Tamworth deep inside their own half. Andy Burns will take this for the visitors. 0-0 here, and throw-in taken. Ross Dyer. Now Jerome Wright. Oh my goodness me! Pass there from a Tamworth player. I'm trying to go from crossfield ball, absolutely leathered it. No one could have got near it. It's a throw in to FC United. Wilkinson preparing to come on, and it's Sheridan appears to be the man making way.
Well, for a man who needs games under his belt, Sheridan gets what, 62 minutes? Not figured a great deal. And the one thing you do need is you need match practice, don't you, to get in there. And the lowly figure of Kieran Glynn decides, well, I might as well just sit down now.
Yeah, he looks very forlorn, doesn't he? Like he was hoping for a chance today, but that's not going to come. All three substitutes used by Carl Marginson. And gain of yardage there, thrown by Williams, nodded out by a Tamworth player. Throw in now, level with the 18-yard line. Plays it to Wilkinson, back to Williams. Williams, though, will wins a throw off to Stich. And we've played about 67 minutes, and FC United now trying to build a little bit of pressure here, trying to break the deadlock here at Broadhurst Park in this National League North affair. Williams with the throw, into the box it goes, near post, but easily won by Tamworth. Played down the line, Newton there. Kay does well, wins the ball. Kay threads it through, Wolfenden plays it back to Zach Corbett, who tries a left foot shot. Well, it was quite a cultured looking shot. I think there were better options there. Gilchrist was to his left.
I think you're right there, James. It's a first shot from FC United on target all game, and it comes from a centre half. And I think in that position, yeah, you're right, maybe stroking it out to Gilchrist, but when the centre half finds him in a position where he can maybe have an opportunity, he's gone for it. And well, as I say, it says a lot, doesn't it? 64 minutes of the first shot on target for FC United of Manchester.
Quiz question: who's had the most shots on target for FC United this season? A listener.
Well, another substitution for the visitors. Three. And Connor Taylor coming off.
Number 11, Connor Taylor, is number 12, Jed Davis.
And okay. Unlike last week, the referee was very keen on players leaving the pitch, wasn't he? Very keen. But apparently, you're allowed to stroll off this week.
But you see, what really puzzles me, Swampy, is that this is a team that's looking for points to get into the playoffs. And they're like, it's like as if somebody's told them they're 1-0 up or something. It really, I'd be scampering at the field, and if I was the on the dugout, we'd say, come on, get off, we've got to win it.
Well,
it does, that's in a way even more peculiar than perhaps FC not having great pace in the game, is that Tamworth haven't really come with a, it appears, with a great attitude.
Well, they've probably set a stall out not to get beat, win the home games. I think you're right, said they play on a 3G pitch, Tamworth, is that right?
They do.
So, you know, it's tough when you go to a team that are playing on 3G.
Now it's Wolfenden on the turn there, but he's dispossessed.
That should have been a free kick. The referee was blind to that.
Cleared, and Newton there battling with... and he's got the better here. And, well... excuse me. Newton was sandwiched between two FC defenders. Now, I think that Newton has been pretty honourable there. If he'd been more streetwise, I'm sure he could have got a penalty there, because there were three tussling for the ball.
There were indeed, and I think they were all doing something similar. The Tamworth fans behind the goal were absolutely animated for the first time in first time of the game, and maybe that might kickstart FC into something here, because as I say, supporters are starting to make a little bit of noise, but it's just been a dour game of football. Two shots on target from one from either team. And no real quality of football being played as of yet.
Greaves getting a blatant shove and stares at the referee, who just plays on. Absolutely blatant two-handed push, nothing subtle there. Right,
another one. Oh, the assistant referee on the far side has given one.
Yeah,
for a push on Jerome. But how did the referee? I mean, he was a yard from that.
Yeah, well,
he saw clearly what was going on, James
Wilkinson, indeed. And now it's Zach Corbett. And Zach Corbett plays it forward. Gilchrist, nice ball inside, cut out. Greaves presses well, it's cleared. Wilkinson tries to put it back in the dangerous, and they clear it again. Tamworth. Williams gets ahead to it, can't really control the header. Ashworth, Lowe will try and keep this in, and does, but he's pressurised. And on 70 minutes, Swampy will now lead the way, and I'll ride shotgun.
It's one of those games that actually has flown by, but without any quality in the game. And it's now Gilchrist on the right hand side, does well, gets past one, he rides a challenge, the referee lets him play into the penalty, the ball comes across, opportunity, oh, it's cleared on the edge of the line, and Tamworth can get away with it. Well, that was good play there by Gilchrist, but it allows now, the game opens up a little bit. Well, it does momentarily, because the number 12, his first touch, Jed Davies, is to play the ball out for a throw in to FC United of Manchester. But good play on this right hand side by Gilchrist there, James.
Yeah, the injection of Swampy there helping, no question.
Well, FC United, 20 minutes, three substitutions made from both teams. Lots of room, the ball in the middle of the park now with Lowe. Lowe plays it up to Gilchrist. Gilchrist wasn't expecting that, it wasn't the best of balls, but nice little header by Wilkinson, brings in Lowe again. Lowe plays the ball left-hand side to Jerome Wright. Outside of his foot, Jerome Wright is brought down by Wolfenden, but again, the ball into the midriff is not where you want it. You want it to feet, so you can either move either left or right onto your midriff, but have to get a throw in, taken quickly. Picked up by Kay now, halfway line on the far side of the ground, played inwards towards Ashworth. Ashworth looks to find Kay. Kay, little touch to FC United, Zach Corbett. Corbett plays the ball up to the running Gilchrist, but it was a poor ball, but they get another opportunity and a little flicked header from FC United's Corbett. Plays it back to Ashworth. Ashworth in turn plays it back to his goalkeeper, who in turn plays it back to Ashworth. Lots of room now for Ashworth. Good movement there by Matty Wolford and down the far left hand side. Can he get on the end of it? Well, he can't. He's out muscled by Luke Jones by about 4 foot. As Jerome takes over though now. Three ball players in the penalty area. Delivery required. Corner ball, FC United of Manchester. Better from FC United. When we've gone down the flanks, James, I say week in, week out, the way you win games is down the flanks, ball into the penalty area, ordinarily a goal. And again, there was an opportunity from FC United, doing well down the left hand side.
Absolutely, and the game, just the tempo of the game, the atmosphere has really lifted in the last sort of 5-10 minutes.
Well, it's Lowe with the corner ball, shuffling, pushing and shuffling in there. Ball comes across and it comes off a yellow head, does it? No, the referee deemed it come off Tom Greaves, I think. And I don't know what pushing, puffing and shuffling means, but apparently it's a UFC word. Yeah, puffing and shuffling.
It's probably some kind of old version of the blues. It was a puffin and a shuffin.
It was a puffin and a shuffin, shuffin and a puffin. Oh, you found a 65 watts, have you?
What Swampy's describing, listener, is But Ben has found a superior cable.
We're going to die, Ben. Are we going to die? Oh, we're okay. Now, the SMRE in unison there, all deciding that the goalkeeper was indeed orange. As the ball played on the right-hand side now for Tamworth, it's a chase over the number nine, Newton. Newton against Wright, but he rolls the ball out of play and actually get a throw in. He kicks the ball against the...
That was bizarre because
the brickwork, and then punches the corner flag, and FC get the throw.
But he could have caught. It looked like he was well up with that ball, and he just misjudged it and just forgot to actually keep it in.
Well, Wilkinson now rides a challenge, but then doesn't get the free kick he was looking for, and it's the yellow shirts down the right hand side coming across, but it's intercepted by Ashworth, and Jed Davis puts the pressure on. Greaves comes across, can't get the ball in play, throwing to the visitors. And it's back in their own half though with Luke Jones, and Jones now at 0-0, plays it to Jack Lane back to his goalkeeper Belshaw, right footed now, hits the ball long, tries to get through the middle, but it's to the right hand side now, picked up by Kay back to Corbett left footed, hits it left hand side, trying to bring in a player that wasn't there. And in fact, it's the third and final submission. I thought they'd already made three, but evidently not.
Ross Dyer is number 14, Callum Powell.
So Callum Powell coming on, and Ross Dyer, the number 10. How far away is he? Oh, he's on the other side of the ground, and the referee again just letting the players walk off as if basically they're on a Sunday stroll, courting their lovely young lady down on Ethro Country Park.
Very well.
Going for some cream teas and a nice cup of char.
You're correct, I think, Somby. They obviously are quite happy with the point. If anything else they get, they'll be glad of. But it's clearly no hurry at all. He's walked the whole width of the field there.
Well, you see, compared to last week's game, where the referee put five additional minutes on because of... He booked Jerome Wright for taking his time with a throw-in. And today, it's just been... Well, it's like a Victorian country stroll.
It's like a last day of the season between two mid-table sides where nobody
exactly
wants to get injured before they go on holidays.
We've got 10 games, but yeah. Well, 9 games after this to go. So there's all to play for. And as I say, it's been... it's not been a spectacle for... We've got quite a number of fans here for the first time today that have been part of the sort of like football tournament this morning. Manchester City United. But I don't think... in fact, I suppose we'll come up at half-time. And they were thinking of maybe going sitting in the car for the second half, but they're resolute, they've come out, they were looking for beer actually. There's Carnell, who had again an opportunity to hit the ball long. He does, up goes Greaves, doesn't win the header, and it falls nicely for the yellow shirts of Tamworth down this near touchline. They go, it's a long ball this time, the number 15, perhaps he can keep it in tonight. He can chip the ball towards the back post, who's on the end of it. Well, two players try and go for it, the number 9 was one of them, Danny Newton, but FC United could come away with it. With Jerome Wright puffs out his chest as he normally does and gets to the halfway line with the ball, plays it back to Wilkinson now plays it inside to Ashworth to the halfway line, plays the ball to Lowe has Williams on this near touchline. Can he pass and go? Well, he tries with Matty Wolford, tremendously well Wolford, and plays the ball back now to the number 2 Williams towards the back post. The ball goes, can it be kept in play? Yes it is, but it's comfortable, it's headed back into the path of the goal, but it was very comfortable for the goalkeeper, and this time Tom Greaves could only just really direct it. Have a very, very simple header back to the goalkeeper, James Belshaw. So if you just join us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live is always brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters around the world.
Bit of verbal aggro between Ashworth and Williams there. Ashworth
felt... Get up! I've got to say, since he's come on, this Reece Stich, he's 6'2". He looks the part, but he is a ballerina when it comes to it. He's throwing himself, pirouetting. I mean, that was nothing in that, and he threw himself to the ground. Maybe caught a bit of kidology, but they've got a free kick in a dangerous position, the visitors. That's a great ball to the area. It's cleared initially by Kay. Wolford is that back defending. And then it's Wilkinson who launches the ball long. And their goalkeeper, James Belshaw, comes out into the right-back position. Hits the ball back into the towards the penalty area. Up goes FC United's number 5. Gets a back flick on it all the way back to his goalkeeper. And it remains here 0-0.
Yeah, so that sort of lively few minutes of the game, as the game has ebbed again since then.
certainly has, as Wilkinson now tries to play in FC United of Manchester's Gilchrist, but it doesn't come off, and here come the visitors on the right hand side again. It's with the substitute, Callum Powell, but well played there by Jerome Wright, and he forces the mistake, and it's a throw into FC. Ball over the halfway line. Greaves, can he pick up? He's been pulled all over the place, and the referee eventually
he's given the other way.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting one, because I was convinced it was a free kick to FC United of Manchester.
Well, Greaves was certainly being pulled at by the defender. Whether there was some offence by Greaves before that,
well, he was saying to Rick Greaves, you had him round the mid-riff there pulling him, so that's why he's pulling you back. But it was an interesting one, and it's a free kick deep in their own half, which James Belshaw will take. So a ball with not a huge amount of purpose, but he finds a 15 Dice, and then he'll be looking for a well, there we go. It shows everything about him. The challenge was made upon him, he didn't like it, he picked the ball up as if he was getting the free kick, and then he's remonstrating. That's a yellow card, referee. It's a yellow card, and he clearly needs to go into the book. I'm sorry, he says he's been on the pitch, he's acted clown like he's just missing the little nose going and a little bicycle.
Would anyone be bothered if the batteries did run out today?
Are they about to run out, Ben?
No, we've got about 5-10 minutes.
That'd be fine. No, you never know in football.
Well, you're not charging up.
But Stich didn't get booked there. He had get a talking to from the referee, but a little fortunate, perhaps.
Well, what about the wrap-up, Ben, and everything like that? You know, this game.
I've got my other laptop for that.
Right, OK. But anyway, it's 0-0 here. How long have we got left, Ben?
10 minutes.
Thank you, Ben. 10 minutes to go. Ball looped into the penalty area. Up goes a red head, but doesn't come off of them. But they give the ball away, the visitors, and the ball played by Kay is played to Jerome Wright, and Jerome Wright plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper. I think Carnell's had more touches today than most goalkeepers in an entire season, as he launches the ball long. Up goes Tom Greaves, but good header there by Luke Jones, and then a long ball again, trying to play on the shoulder there, the number 9, but Zach Corbett does well. The ball can be kept in play, can it? No, it's
what game's this guy watching? Jamie's been in touch saying 11 minutes still left to play. Someone will win this match. It's end-to-end stuff.
Well, that is a very, very generous description. It is. I mean, it is. The ball does go from one end to the other.
It's a description, I'll give you that. But here come the visitors
but
now.
But he may be right. A goal will come.
Stich on this right hand, on this near touchline. He gives himself a shooting chance and then drags the ball wide, and it's a goal kick to FC United of Manchester.
Doesn't claim a free kick though.
I'm surprised. Surprised he didn't fall over himself while shooting. But it's a goal kick to FC United of Manchester.
Floodlights just come on.
Highlight of the day so far, that.
Well, literally.
Let's talk about those floodlights, on Pete.
Well,
you don't have to.
Believe it or not, they've actually been on for 15 minutes. We've just noticed them now, because we're losing a little bit of daylight. Although it's 6:07, I believe now, where we have sunset. 6:47 in the morning, we've got daybreak, and 6:07 is
FC Radio giving you the complete service.
Yes, who needs Mr. Schaffernacker, the choice of many a person, both male and female, when he's on the television doing the weather. There's many people scuttle across to the television just to listen to his dulcet tones as FC United now trying to press. They don't have the ball at the moment. It's on this near touchline. It's long looped into the middle there. Up goes Ashworth. He wins the first ball. Wilkinson can't win the second. And this is a difficult ball to judge. FC United's goalkeeper, though, does well there.
Very composed.
And he's just having a quick word with the number 9 there, Danny New, and say, did you leave your arm in there, young man? As Ashworth's ball splits two players from FC United, and Ashworth goes out for a throw-in. But that sums the game up, James, in fairness.
Yeah, it was fairly typical. But there's always a chance of a late goal. And
there is indeed.
You never know.
And now it's Jed Davis on the ball, plays it to Stich. Was he down on the floor by any chance? He was looking for a free kick then, was he? Stich plays it into to Davis. Davis tries to play the ball through, but it's picked up by Lowe. Lowe's going to be careful, he's been pushed. But he was pushing the back there, he was playing that ball, but they still have it. The ball to the penalty. A great ball to the penalty. Offside decision, though. It won't count, but it was a great save anyway. But the flag went up very, very early. The player didn't know, I don't suppose. Well, good save there, by good
excellent
reaction save
was, yeah,
from Carnell.
Yeah, it was Yeah, we've got to remember FC, it'd be great to get three wins in a row. It'd be good if FC could fashion something here, get a 1-0 win. Three wins in a row doesn't sound like much, but for lack, we've consistently talked about the inconsistency. And this would be a good time to start. Difficult missing Harry Winter, a bit of an adjustment there with Harry Winter going to Stockport, but FC do have the forces.
Well, Lowe goes up, doesn't win the header there, he goes down awkwardly as well. He gets up, I think, eventually. Oh no, he went to get up and then went straight back down, and it was a challenge with him and Reese Snice. Nice to see them. Snice going over for some water rather than making sure that the player's okay. But he looks, I think he's momentarily knocked himself out there, you know, because he went to get up, didn't he? And he slumped back down.
Yeah, he may have to come off.
Today's attendance is 2,407. Thank you to everyone.
Or was it just a slip on the boot? Perhaps it might have been. We're putting maybe reading a little bit more into that. Let's see.
Yeah, there's a thumbs up there from Sam, the physio.
And the outside of the boot from the Tamworth player lets the ball stay in play. And Carnell will be allowed, you would hope, to gather the ball and bring it into his own area and then perhaps pick it up and leather it. With about what, 6 minutes to go? In fact, we're on the 5 minute mark now. Snice there, two players around him. Throws his arm around Kay, and there's an offside decision not given there against Jed Davis, but FC United can come away with it now over the halfway line. The ball chipped up towards Tom Greaves. Good header by Greaves, but can Gilchrist get on the end of it? Well, he's putting the pressure on the number five, but he does well there, the five, and they can come away with it. And here come the visitors with Joe Clark. Clark, right-hand side, has one player to aim for. He finds him as well. Three, four yellow shirts in the way there. The ball, the outside of the boot there, brings in the number nine now, Danny Newton. Newton, left-footed, whips the ball towards the back post. Should be headed away by Lowe. It is not the best of clearances. Picked up by the number eight. He was thinking of a shot there. It was Joe Clark, but plays it back. And then it's chipped into the penalty area. It's a poor ball, and FC United come away with it. And now Jake Williams with an opportunity to run at least into the halfway line.
End to end.
The ball played in by Williams. It doesn't fall for an FC shirt, but they've snatched it. And it's now FC United on the ball with Gilchrist. Gilchrist, nice ball with the outside of his boot to Lowe. Lowe plays a 1-2, a try, but under hits the ball. And it can be gathered, or should be gathered, by the visitors. But did well there, did FC United's Greg Wilkinson. But they have the ball on the halfway line, the team in yellow. Looking for a free kick there, not getting one, and FC now take over again. Now Lowe, but they left the ball, don't know why there, and then they go from one end to another. Well, whoever's just sent that tech tweet in must know something. Is there irregular betting patterns on this game or something?
No, I think maybe just a crystal ball.
There's an FC player injured there, and it's Ashworth, and Ashworth is in a little bit of pain as the ball is thwacked thus over to the other end of the pitch, and he's just he's got his boot off at the moment. This should be interesting.
He's FC's number four, Scott Kay. Congratulations, Scott.
Well, someone had to get it.
I think it was.
Someone had to get it, I suppose. Yeah, apparently, Stato Paul saying they've got the table tennis balls,
yeah,
put numbers on them, and then swirled them around and picked one out at random.
Oh.
Because, I mean, who would we have today? I mean, I don't think.
I mean, I would have said. I mean, I think that in defence of the game, I think that both sets of centre backs have been very solid. I mean, you might say there's not been a huge amount of quality for them to deal with.
You know what, James? There's actually not been a huge amount for them to do this afternoon.
Well, you might say that.
I might say that.
And you'd have a case, but you know, you can only do. You've still got to do your job, and I think both sets of defences have been very effective in that respect. There's been no clear cut chances. Nobody's been able to get a yard of pace, but now that Ashworth's got his boot on, we can resume by the look of it.
Well, ball's back in play, and we're into the final 2 minutes. And FC United conceded a free kick. Wilkinson are judged to be the man guilty. And the visitors will leave the free kick to be taken by James Belshaw. Had, I think, one save to make in the game, as has Dave Carnell. And he's very much out of his penalty area on the right-hand side, on the far side of the ground. So it'll be four additional minutes to play as this ball was whipped in towards the back post. Kay wins the header but doesn't fall kindly for a red shirt and Stash now. Two players around him. He's managed to keep it in play in a rather Sunday league fashion. And FC United can come away with it. Wilkinson plays the ball out to Jerome Wright. Again, that ball Jerome has to move on to rather than just played in front of him so he can move into the ball opposed to having to run and collect the ball. But Wilkinson now on the ball. He needs to play a ball out here to Lowe, but chooses not to. Plays it up to Greaves. Nice touch by Greaves. Lovely ball now. Wolford to Greaves. Back post. And that's where the ball should have gone. But Greaves elected to shoot at the near post. And it was well wide. There was two players. Wolford and good link-up play between Wolford and Wilkinson. And indeed Lowe at the back post. Wolford had gone there. And so had Gilchrist. And Tom Greaves just...
Also, I felt he had a tight... He hit it first time when he had time to take a touch and it was difficult sort of going away from him. He sliced it the outside of his right foot, but good work from FC. And Greaves has done well since he came on. He's been a good target man. He's been nodding it down.
He holds it well there and then brings in Wolford, and Wolford has little touches to Gilchrist. Gilchrist now, can he get the ball out of his foot? Well, the foot out of the ball, the ball out of the foot. It made no difference because he snatched it as well, and that's wide of the post. Well, all getting nearer and nearer, but maybe too late as two Canadian geese fly across, and you know where they're going, don't you? Boggart Oldclough to Lakeside Cafe. That's where they're off.
They are very spectacular.
Ben's laughing at something there. Oh right, sorry, I thought it was someone else you were laughing at. There's Belshaw, but did the board actually go up? Right, okay, strong header there by FC United Manchester's Zach Corbett.
Release has indicated there will be a minimum of 4 additional minutes. 4 minutes.
The free kick was taken very quickly, and now Gilchrist outside the penalty area stabs the ball towards Greaves. Greaves now back to goal, plays it down the right hand side for Lowe. Can the ball Lowe keep the ball into the area? Yes, the first time shot comes in. Oh, and a great save by the goalkeeper this time. Greaves is the man. Back to goal, turned on a sixpence, and below left hand side. Great save by James Belshaw. And FC United, well, is there a goal yet to come? Corner comes in towards the back post. Heads across goal there. Oh, and again, Gilchrist for me should have done better.
Just couldn't get over the ball, could he? But
well, what a save that was.
The final call, Christopher Walton, an item of yours has been handed in. You will not be able to
I
get
just think that Greaves has made a difference, and there is a case for him starting. He hasn't started for a long time for FC. And you. I think he's shown something this afternoon. The game has changed and the substitutions have been made, and FC is like a bit like the Greaves of old.
Indeed, yes. Ben will have a think about that because it's very difficult I don't know. Has FC United come away with it now? Maybe the goal scorer, if there is one, as Wilkinson turns back on himself and then back to Ashworth. The ball goes to the feet of Lowe. It should have been, but they played it out wide right to FC United and Manchester. Jake Williams does well. Williams takes it to the byline, gets the ball, it's a great ball to the penalty area, on the end of it. Well, it fell to a red head, it went the opposite way, and now low to Wilkinson, quite a few yards out, and Jake Williams wants the ball again. He does well there, Williamson. Can he get the ball to the penalty area? Well, he gets himself a corner, and Williamson decides to get back to his centre, back to the centre of the pitch to defend anything that needs to be defended. But Williams again showing what FC do well when they get down the byline. They put the ball in, it caused problems. Lowe now with this corner. Ball comes across, who's on the end of it. It's headed away. It's still in the penalty area. It flicks for Ashworth. Ashworth's first touch, second touch. Ball comes across. Quick keeper punches it away. Still in the air. First time shot comes in. It's a very easy one. It trickles this time. Trickles into the arms of the goalkeeper.
Well, it's took about too little too late, well, possibly.
Much too little too late.
Urgency that's there in FC just hasn't been there for about most of it, the first 85 minutes really.
Well, there's a long clearance, and FC United have to defend this ball and have maybe shown a little bit too much of it. No, they haven't. They've eventually cleared the lines, and they throw into FC United's shoes. Well, the two defenders, Ashworth and Carnell, weren't quite sure what to do, and well, Reece Stice was absolutely furious with the referee. Absolutely furious. There was never a penalty in it, but he was going for it. He was claiming anything he could as the throw-in comes in. Halfway line, headed on and flicked on there by FC United of Manchester's initially Greaves, then flicked on by Wolfenden and back to the goalkeeper. And then it's a long ball halfway line, headed though by FC United's man of the match, Zach Corbett. As it was Wolford and brilliantly, first time shot comes in, who needs a goal? FC United needing a goal, absolutely, out of nothing again, it's that man Nathan Lowe, he's hitting for 35 yards, it's a ball that's been bending and bending, and there was nothing Jay Belshaw could do, an absolute tremendous goal, a wonderful goal, a fitting goal to what? To win an absolutely dire game of football with a bit of world-class quality, absolutely tremendous, what a finish, what a goal, out of nothing, but we've seen him do it this season so many times, and the biggest cheer of the afternoon goes to the man of the match, Nathan Lowe. No, it's not Nathan Lowe, we're going to stick with Zach Corbett. FC have defending to do though, ball down the right hand side, he's just on the edge of the penalty area, they've got the ball in and it's a goal kick to FC United, and that is, well, James, you were asking for 3 out of 3, we've got 3 out of 3, I don't think anyone was thinking, in all fairness and honesty, that there was anything other than a dour, quite dull, very methodical, very, very end of season 0-0 draw, but what a way to win a game of football.
And what a goal. And you know, there's Tamworth players lying on the ground, but they just have to slightly look at themselves because they came here to draw and hang on. And it needed. And this is the thing about sport. You can have 90 minutes of, you know, mediocrity, and then if somebody produces a bit of quality like Nathan Lowe just did to win the game, then everybody forgets about the 90 odd minutes.
Exactly.
And what a great, you know, you deserve to win a game when a player produces a level of quality.
Well, absolute devastating blow for Tamworth, but I think you're right, James. I think they've come here and they've not shown anything in the game, really. They've not. FC United equally haven't played well this afternoon, and I'm sure Carl will probably say that the tempo wasn't quite there, blah 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 blah. But what a finish, what a goal, right at the death there, and you know, absolutely tremendous to see such a quarter goal win a game of football. I mean, I didn't think I'd see a better goal today. There was an overhead kick in the final of the anti-racist tournament there, a wonderful scissor kick, and you don't think you can see a better goal than that. Well, that was on a par. The game meant a little bit more here this afternoon, but Nathan Lowe with an absolute, well, a rocket Lowe.
And it just bent, didn't it? I mean, the keeper, who's been brilliant, had made a brilliant save a few minutes earlier. You know, it was full stretch.
But he hit it with the outside of the boot, and it was going away and away from the goalkeeper. And that's a goal to watch and savour on Match of the Day this evening. And when I say Match of the Day, it's the FC United Match of the Day through FCUM.TV. But that was absolutely tremendous. And as I say, I mean, the work rate was there from both teams, but the quality was lacking. But you know what? You take a goal of world-class stature to separate the two teams, and that's what it was. And the supporters now, well, the noises have been all afternoon because they included have been quiet, haven't they? But it's been a game where FC United have got 3 points. Last week, we defended for 70-odd minutes of the game, 26% possession, and worked and worked and worked. Did that take something out of it? I think it probably did, in fairness, James, because today that work rate wasn't there, was it?
No, it wasn't.
In the same way. But both teams have to contribute, and what a finish. There's not a lot more we can say, but what a finish.
FC have got to take this energy of this moment and just go on. It's a lot better to finish, you know, 9th than it is finish 14th or 15th, and that's what it's about now for FC, getting a nice position in the top half of the table, establishing themselves as potential contenders for better things next season. And I hope that after, you know, what was a not great fare throughout the evening, I hope that quality, superb goal from Nathan Lowe, well, who's just signed a contract, I believe, with the club. Did I hear that? Or
we can't confirm or deny, but there may be something coming out on Monday,
all
officially.
Right. Oh, well, off the record then.
But
we don't know.
It was, I mean, he's taking the applause. He's still on the pitch, him and Tom Greaves. Tom Greaves high-fiving everybody from the SMRE all the way around to the main stand. Nathan Lowe actually had his head buried in with the supporters for about a good 2 or 3 minutes, taking the plaudits, and that's what you want. And, you know, this kid has got quality and talent, there's no question about it. I like to see him on the ball, holds the ball well, moves the ball well, a little bit quicker in possession on occasion. But I tell you what a way to finish a game. What a goal. And I think, as you rightly say, no one will remember the 94 minutes of pretty much average football and remember that one great goal.
But FC did get an urgency going towards the end. They did. There was a great save by Belshaw, the Tamworth keeper, just a few moments before. And, you just got to look at that really as a coach, I suppose, and say, why did it take us sort of 80 minutes to really get warmed up? Because when FC played the way they did towards the end, they stretched Tamworth and deserved to edge it.
Yeah, we had
a couple of tweets. Hatchet Job, sounds like the game plan was to bore them into complacency. Someone says, I think FC might have scored. I hope that doesn't happen in auditions. What's that relation to? Probably screaming. Something to do with screaming, I'd imagine. Anyway, back to you two.
Well, to be honest, I don't think we bored them into submission. I think it was two teams playing probably an average game of football that neither team really wanted to lose this afternoon. And I think you look at the position, the possession, I think the stats are probably show very equal to, I would have thought, Paul. The stats all through the game, possession wise, not too dissimilar. Not many corners in the game. I think 3-3, perhaps we were in that region. And I've got the stats here now, I'll give you an idea.
Percentage was 55 to FC, 45 to Tamworth. Shots on goal, 6 from FC, 5 of which were on target, but only 1 on target from Tamworth, 6 off.
Yeah, they've got to come here, and they've got to show a lot more than what they've shown there, James. Because the team, as you rightly say, who are
and only one booking in the whole game,
are vying for a playoff position. And I just thought they made positive changes at the first, early on, by bringing off the captain and putting a player up top, and we thought it might cause problems. Well, he caused problems for himself, and he was theatrical, to say the very least, in Steich. But all told, really, I think it was a game of the centre halves commanding and playing well. No real major incidents in the game, no real big challenges. There's one yellow card, and say a very even contest. But what we can say is a great goal can win games, and that's what we got. I mean, there was a great save by the goalkeeper prior to that, and we were talking at one point where there was just FC's first shot came in about the 59th minute, 60th minute, and then we end up with six shots, 5 on target, put the goalkeeper under pressure, and we go and win a game of football.
But it's encouraging, isn't it, in the sense at the back. I mean, early on in the season, FC were started with a 3-all draw at Chorley, where all the goals that FC conceded were pretty desperate, and we were concerned about the defence. But the defence is starting with Corbett and Ashworth, does seem to be solidifying and getting a bit of consistency.
Just a couple of other correspondents that's come in. Loudon Clayton, 30 degrees, southern Spain. Give a shout out, please, to the shameless freezing in his armchair somewhere in Norwich.
Well, I think you've just done that, haven't you, Ben?
That was shameless.
That'll do, has been another tweet that's come in, that'll do again, but this time with a kiss. So that's nice. Back to you two. Swampy, it isn't a dour afternoon. I'm still writing lesson plans on the War of the Roses, and spoiler alert, the Lancastrians won.
Oh, did they? Well, that's even better news then, isn't it? So we found the Lancastrians won and FC have won today, which is always what you like to see. And now we're seeing a competition of 3 young children having a 100-metre dash across the SMRE, which is nice. But, listen, goals like that, are great to watch, and they're worth the entrance fee alone, aren't they? But, Carl, I'm sure when you go and speak to Carl, he'll probably say it's a great goal that's won it. We've shown a little bit more desire, a little bit more quality in the final third, in the second half, and therefore we deserved it. And I think he's right. I think they've not shown a great deal. They've not come here to seem to win the game, James.
I think that's the puzzle for me. When you see a side that needs points, it's 0-0, and the players are struggling off when they're being substituted. But as you say, maybe it's the thing. Well, they play away from home, they have to adjust to the the pitch. Maybe that's win our home games and draw away. But that's not when you're eighth and you're chasing playoffs. You've got to be more ambitious than that.
But we should also mention as well, congratulations to the defence. That's back-to-back clean sheets. And the first time that's happened since Stockport and Telford in August.
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the defence, and I think the addition of Jake Williams has been a positive one. I like Jerome in the left-back position, and, you know, Ashworth has had to contend with, over the last, what, two or three seasons now, a different centre-half on quite a regular basis. Today, again, the partnership of him and Zach Corbett, I thought it was a good one. They worked together well. There was a couple of unnervy moments, only one or two, but apart from that, there was never any moments in the game. And I think you tend to watch football now and you look at your defence and think, you know, like last week, I didn't really think that we defended, we defended well. I didn't feel uncomfortable at any stage of the game, even though Kidderminster played the best football we've seen. And that's testament to a defence that are working well as a unit and actually are playing well as a unit.
Indeed. And we gather that FC have gone up to 12th now. Curzon lost at Stockport. FC a long way back from Gloucester, the next place above, 7 points. So,
well, it's a very good afternoon here, ladies and gentlemen. FC United, well, they've come out victors in a game that really didn't leave the purist in football to be thinking of much enjoyment. But a goal to win a game of absolute immense quality. Watch it on fcum.tv. We'll be again back next week, Ben, where we're away, aren't we?
Yeah, we're away at Alfreton. But don't forget Women's Team Live tomorrow. If you can make it, get down. It's the League Cup semi-final, chance for FC United women's team to get to their second cup final of the season. It's against Wigan Athletic. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. Get down there, but if you can't make it, Women's Team Live will be joining you.
Also,
is
an all-new Shindig breakfast, isn't there?
No, showing no name's a classic one.
It's just our classic Shindig, showing no name, ladies and gentlemen. So, from James, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're not going to see you for a little while now, I don't believe.
Don't believe so. I've got commitments. So, I'll be listening when I can.
Well, James, it's been great commentating with you for the season.
You too.
We'll see you again, I'm sure, before the end of the season. 10 more games to go for FC United Manchester and also a cup final to commentate on as well. So from here at Broadhurst Park, on a day where Manchester, a City United, have been victorious in everything they've achieved. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy yourself. Be proud to be from the Republic of Mancunia and the surrounding areas.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.